You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Thank you. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
Welcome in, everyone, to Prince George's Stadium for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame. As the Bowie Bay Sox continue their season-long 12-game homestand, it's the second of a six-game series this evening as they take on AA affiliate of the Detroit Tigers, the Erie Seawolves. Once again, welcome in everybody to the broadcast booth. Andre Magero here getting you set for first pitch about 20 minutes out between the Bay Sox and the Seawolves. And an early start to this series yesterday with another 11:05 a.m. first pitch. And the Bay Sox, while they continue to try to claw their way back into the contest, were just unable to dig themselves out of an early deficit. They fell by a final of 6-2, and for Bowie, an all-too-familiar result coming up on the short end of the stick. It was their eighth loss in their last nine games. They're now 7.5 back in the Southwest Division, and they currently occupy the worst record in the Eastern League overall after Redding's win on the other side of the league yesterday. So it's a chance for the Bay Sox to get back on track. They're still only two games behind the Seawolves, who come in with a record of 9-13. The win for Erie snapped a five-game losing streak for them yesterday, and it's an opportunity for both of these teams to try to get back into the thick of things in that division. Right now, the Richmond Flying Squirrels lead it at a record of 14-7 in the Southwest, but still early, still times for teams to make a run, but Bowie running out of time trying to dig out of that early hole this season. And they'll look to do so tonight and get back even in this series. Weather is likely going to play a factor tonight at some juncture, potentially, we should say. There was a brief sun shower right as gates opened about an hour ago that didn't last too long. But right now, the skies are very overcast here at Prince George's Stadium, and we're looking at a potential for maybe a 50 to 60% chance at some type of precipitation between now and through the beginning of the 8 p.m. hour as this one gets underway. But it doesn't appear to be anything too hard. The cells are pretty broken up on the radar. We'll definitely keep you updated as the night goes along. It's a chilly one, again, as it's been all week here in Maryland. 52 degrees right now. It's going to get down into the high 40s by the time that first pitch rolls around tonight. And wind that has been on and off around 7 miles per hour as it currently stands, going left to right across the field. Wind has died down, all things considered, right now. But for Bowie, again, they'll be looking to get back on track, and they'll be hoping for a strong starting pitching performance to do that. That's been one of the most consistent areas for this Bay Sox team. And they didn't get the greatest start in the first inning on the mound from Chase McDermott yesterday, with Erie hitting a pair of home runs and taking a 3-0 lead. But McDermott really bared down, struck out 7 through 4 innings. And Carlos Tavera will be looking to have a bounce-back outing and also help the Bay Sox propel in that aspect, as he'll be looking to make the start tonight for Bowie. Right now, Tavera has only started one game so far on the young season. He's made 3 appearances. His ERA is 6.30. He's given up 7 earned runs in 10 innings off of 9 hits. So Tavera will be looking to get in the zone. 8 walks already for him across those 10 innings and stay in as a consistent strike thrower against this Seawolves lineup. Right now, the lineup for Erie as it stands set to face him tonight starts with Andrew Navigado leading off, then Colt Keith batting second. Wenzel Perez hits third, and Dylan Dingler will DH and hit fourth. So not very much change at the top for Erie. Grant Witherspoon also comes in and hits fifth. Dingler, Witherspoon, and Keith all homered yesterday for the Seawolves, so certainly ones to watch. Jake Holton, who DH yesterday, will move to first base and bat sixth. Julio E. Rodriguez comes in and does the catching and hits seventh. Ben Malgarry hits eighth. Daniel Cabrera is another new insertion, and he bats ninth against Tavera today. For the Bay Sox today, Zach Watson leads off once again for the second consecutive game. He's followed up by Heston Kerstad, and then there's a flip-flop between the 3 and 4 holes as Cesar Prieto will come in and hit third with his Eastern League leading 28 hits. Kobe Mayo, who's had himself a very successful homestand so far, does slot down one into the cleanup spot. Hopefully he can use some of that extra base pop and that 863 OPS to help drive some runs in. Dante Williams will bat behind him and hit fifth. Jacob Teeter, the first baseman, hits sixth. Billy Cook, seventh. Anthony Servidio and Randy Florentino rounded out, getting their first action of the series in the 8-hole and 9-hole, respectively. And it's a new look for the Bay Sox as far as who will be opposing them on the mound tonight. Keider Montero, who just got the activation late yesterday after the early start time, will be making his Seawolves debut at AA after a few seasons at High A in the Tigers organization. So a lot of unknown with him, but he's certainly turned it around so far this season at the High A level, a sub-3 ERA, and he'll be hoping for more of the same today against the Bay Sox as Erie, 5.55 team ERA. That is highest in the Eastern League, and they'll be hoping to get right in that regard. Showers have started to fall here at Prince George's Stadium, and we'll be monitoring the situation as we go on. But for right now, it's more hope for the Bay Sox. They'll be looking to get back on track especially in terms of pitching and the strong starting pitching performance. One of those pitchers that have had a strong starting performance is Cade Povich, getting the Bay Sox their last win, their only win in their last nine games on Saturday. We caught up with Povich off his Eastern League Pitcher of the Week honors and talked with him, and we'll have that interview next for you here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Another patient-first difference? On-site x-ray departments and government-certified labs. They're fully staffed by radiologic technologists and lab professionals every day of the year. These services help our staff more accurately diagnose injuries like broken bones and illnesses like pneumonia. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Back here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, we're joined by Bay Sox left-handed pitcher and top 20 Orioles prospect Cade Povich. Cade, you're coming off a stellar outing on Saturday throughout the Eastern League in general, and Force is a guy you worked with a little bit in Aberdeen after coming over to the Orioles system, now having him up here in Bowie in 2023. What does it mean to get to work with him again, and how have you seen him affect the rest of the staff and lead to the hot start for the pitching altogether?
Yeah, I mean, we only got a couple weeks together in Aberdeen, and then during spring training we got... During the offseason, actually, before spring training, we had a couple weeks where I was in Florida, so we were able to connect there, and then during spring training as well. So I think just him being able to work around with every single guy, not just put focus on certain players or certain pitchers, has really helped. And, you know, he looks at everybody and what their strength is, so he doesn't try and take, like, a cookie-cutter approach, I would say, and put one thing on everybody. And that obviously helps when guys are able to kind of be themselves a little bit.
What have you seen him do with you specifically that's helped your game the most?
Yeah, I mean, overall, it's just looking at pitches, looking at what's being thrown best, what we should go to, and then helping me kind of with the mindset of we're just going to go out there and attack and try and bully some people.
We're here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show with Bay Sox left-hander Cade Povich. Cade, so far, when you've been successful here already in 2023, it's come from finding that put-away pitch. That's really been the thing that separated you and your good start so far this season. What is the art of finding the put-away pitch? How have you found yourself developing that so far this season?
It helps when you get ahead, that's for sure. I think when you look at back at the couple starts that haven't been the best, it's fallen behind in counts early. You know, obviously when you get to two strikes as fast as you can, it puts more pressure on the hitter. You fall behind, you have to be able to put stuff over the plate, and that kind of takes away from being able to use the put away pitch. So just getting ahead in the counts early is really kind of where it starts. You know, I know it's kind of cliche, but strike one's the best pitch in baseball.
And what are you looking at specifically that has given you the consistency with getting ahead of guys?
Yeah, just like I said, when we talk with Forrest and Ramon and the catchers, just getting ahead early, imagining there's a brick wall back there and you're just trying to throw it through it.
Now, you came over at the deadline last year from the Minnesota organization in the Lopez deal. A lot of people asked you about coming over to the Orioles organization initially, but now that you've had some time to settle in, specifically here at AA at Bowie, what have your takeaways been so far being in the Orioles organization for this extended period of time and getting that first season under your belt?
There's definitely a ton of talent here. Hitters, pitchers. I know pitchers aren't necessarily looked at as the high talent in our org necessarily, but, you know, we have – We have tons of guys that can throw on this team. Obviously, the bats are incredible. The fielding's incredible, which makes it very easy to throw to and have that kind of confidence. So it's nice having that. And then also just kind of being free. Orioles kind of, you know, they're very in-depth with you as far as specific things, but they're also allowing you to be free, kind of let you be yourself and do what got you here.
You mentioned the staff as a whole. Are there any guys that have jumped out to you specifically that you've been impressed with so far in the early portion of the season?
Yeah, I mean, so far it's hard to pick one necessarily, just because, I mean, you look up and down the board, everybody's going out there and performing. So, I mean, whether that be the starting rotation, the guys piggybacking off starters, or even the guys in the bullpen, everybody, I think from top to bottom, it's easy to trust them that they're going to go out there and shove.
And you talked about the defense as well. Obviously, it's been exceptional all around the diamond. You have Dante Williams on the highlight reel seemingly every night, and then great depth along the infield as well. How does it feel for you? How much confidence does it give you knowing you have that defense behind you every night?
It definitely makes it easier. You know, what I was saying, just attacking the zone. You know, it's easy to not try and miss bats, because when you know you have a defense like that, and you know ball's going to hit in the center somewhere in Dante's area, he's probably going to catch it. So it makes it easier. It makes you relax a lot more as a pitcher. Obviously, strikeouts are cool, but it kind of puts the pressure down, and you know I can allow pitches to hit some bats because I know some guys are going to be there.
All right, you have another start coming up later this week. Now, going off of that performance and your performances so far this season, where are you looking to grow, and what's the next step for you here?
Yeah, it's I think biggest thing to grow is just continuing to work off of that. Just like everything, you know, whether you do good or bad, there's always something to learn from it, something to continue. So just trying to find the consistency, build off that momentum, and you know, hopefully just try and keep winning as a team.
All right, Cade, well, we appreciate you taking the time. We appreciate your efforts so far this season, and good luck to you the rest of the way here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, so this is the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. That was left-handed starter Cade Povich. When we come back, it's lineups and a look ahead at first pitch between the Bowie Bay Sox and the Erie Seawolves. We'll be right back here on Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. It kicks off on Friday the 5th with our Cinco de Mayo celebration and our glow-in-the-park glow stick giveaway. And then it's a big blowout on Saturday the 6th with our witchcraft and wizardry night capped off with a spectacular fireworks show. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your nine-inning vacation.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Back here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame as we get set for first pitch between the Bay Sox and the Seawolves. There was a brief shower that passed through throughout that pregame show and when Cade Povich sat down with us for the pregame interview. And there's still a little droplets trickling down here and there as fans begin to towel off their seats and take a seat. But the home plate meeting has transpired between the two managers. The Bay Sox are funneling their way into the dugout. And it looks like, despite that, the overcast clouds are continuing to push their way through the stadium and could still be set here for a punctual first pitch. Maybe not punctual, but within the same realm as 6:35. As we sit 3 minutes away from first pitch right now, the National Anthem group is on the field and just waiting for the Bay Sox to continue to make their way into the dugout and off the top steps so they can take the field. Again, your lineup for Bowie tonight. Zach Watson leads off. Esten Kerstad will bat second. Cesar Prieto third. Kobe Mayo bats cleanup. Dante Williams fifth. Jacob Teeter sixth. The bottom third of Billy Cook, Anthony Servidio, and Randy Florentino. The Bay Sox have lost eight of their last nine. They're looking to crawl out of last place in the Southwest Division. Two games behind these Erie Seawolves as they look to get set. Get back in the win column tonight with the right-hander Carlos Tavera making his second start for the Bay Sox here tonight on the mound. And here come the Bay Sox out of the top step of the dugout. They've taken the field at Prince George's Stadium. We'll break, and when we come back, it's first pitch between the Bay Sox and the Seawolves. Don't go anywhere. This is Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold, WNAV.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC service technician, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wages and the best benefits in our industry, visit our website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Now let's go out to the field. It's Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
We're ready to go from Prince George's Stadium. It's game two of this six-game series between the Erie Seawolves and your Bowie Bay Sox. Thank you so much for stopping by this afternoon as the Bay Sox take the field and Carlos Tavera warms in the mound. Alongside Andre Miguero, I'm Matt Sabatis. The Erie Seawolves send the following lineup to the plate to face off against Tavera. Andrew Navigado leads off at shortstop, followed by Colt Keith at third base, batting second. Wenzel Perez is the second baseman, batting third. Dylan Dingler, the DH, cleans up. Grant Witherspoon is in left field batting fifth. Jake Holden at first base bats sixth. Julio Rodriguez is the catcher batting seventh. Ben Malgeri is the center fielder batting eighth. And Daniel Cabrera in right field bats ninth. Seawolves are the AA affiliate of the Detroit Tigers. They're managed by Gabe Alvarez, assisted by Francisco Contreras, Juan Pimentel, and Matt Milot. Seawolves are 9-13 on the season, a one-game winning streak, 4-6 over the last 10, and 5-5 on the road. Again, their lineup features Navigado, Keith, Perez, Dingler, Witherspoon, Holton, Rodriguez, Malgeri, and Cabrera, all to face off against Carlos Tavera on the mound. Wonderful rendition of the national anthem by a local school as they had just gotten in from the school day, still all in their uniforms. Here at Prince George's Stadium, 309 feet down the line to both left and right field, 405 feet to straightaway center. We've had some weather moving through the area, a couple of splash spot showers that have popped up and disappeared just about as quickly as they arrived. Not too much wind to speak of at the moment, but we did have a nice rainbow that is starting to fade just past foul ground on the right side of the field, over beyond the Bay Sox clubhouse, and a little bit past the lighthouse as well. But as it fades, we get ready for baseball as Andrew Navigado digs in. Right-hander on right-hander to open. Navigado making just his second appearance for Erie after opening the season on the injured list. A brief rehab with low A Lakeland, and here he is now after going 1-for-4 yesterday with a strikeout and a walk. Tavera holds waiting to get going as Navagato waits to get into the box. The third base umpire wasn't set. I think he was clearing something up out past the bullpen, and he's walking down to his position. Now we're ready to go. Tavera kicks and fires the first pitch. It's a high fastball, and we're underway at 6:37 p.m., 54-degree, 13-mile-an-hour overcast day here at Prince George's Stadium. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and it's fouled off just a piece over to the right side. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. It's going to be a quiet day here at Prince George's Stadium. April weather has shifted a little bit into May with the splashy showers, and of course, the breezy chill has not helped anyone either. It's going to lead to a very low turnout at the ballpark this afternoon, as the 1-1 pitch is just a bit high fastball. Count goes to 2-1. Maybe that'll help both sides lock in a little bit, maintain their focus without the need of the fans shouting a little bit too much, because especially the last couple of days, those children, ooh, they were loud. 2-1 pitch. Called a strike, laid ring up on the lower inside corner, and it's 2-2 on Navagato. It was the final 11:05 home game for the Bay Sox this season. They still have a couple of 11 o'clock and noon games in the middle of the week scheduled for 2023. 2-2 pitch is fouled off to the screen, and the count stays at 2-2. As Tavera steps back, kicks high, and fires in the next. It's smoked into center field. Williams jogging on an angle to his left side. He makes the catch up against the warning track, and there's one away. Defensive alignment for Bowie sees Zach Watson, Dante Williams, and Heston Kerstad from left to right in the outfield. Kobe Mayo is at third base. Anthony Servideo, the shortstop. Cesar Prieto at second. Jacob Teeter at first. And Randy Florentino is the catcher behind the plate for Carlos Tavera on the mound. Left-handed batter Colt Keith into the batter's box now as Tavera steps back, kicks high, fires the first pitch in, and Keith watches a fastball called for strike on the outside half of the plate. It's nothing and one. Here's the 0-1 outside, and it's 1-1. Keith hitting .284 this season, an .843 OPS in 21 games. As the 1-1 pitch comes in, and it misses just under the knees, count goes to 2-1. 4 doubles, 1 triple for Keith, 4 homers, including one yesterday. He had a 2-run blast for his 14th RBI of the season. Just the second batter of the game made it 2-0 Erie at that time. The Bay Sox eventually lost 6-2. 2-1 pitch, and he lifts it foul, out of play, behind home plate. Count goes even at 2-2. Carlos Tavera, 6'1", 195-pound right-hander, fifth-round draft selection in 2021 from the University of Texas at Arlington. Here's the 2-2. Misses outside, and the count runs full here on Colt Keith. 2-for-10 on the season in full count opportunities. One homer, 2 RBIs, 4 strikeouts, only 1 walk. Bases empty, 1 away, the payoff pitch in from Tavera. Swinging a bouncing ball right side, Teeter with a mask, gloves to his right, underhands to the pitcher covering, and Tavera's there in time, 3-1 put out. Boy, Teeter is doing his best to stay warm with the cold. The only part of him that is exposed skin to air is his left hand and his eyes. That's it. Everything else is masked, covered, warm. Well, warm is probably subjective. Here's Wenzel Perez, .250 average, .711 OPS in 15 games. Get him a Slurpee. First pitch. Called a strike, outside edge. Andre, you didn't even crack a smirk at that one. I'm upset. 2 homers for Perez, 5 RBI. He went 1-for-3 yesterday. Not a Slurpee guy?
I am a Slurpee guy.
Okay, all right. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And it's called a strike in the lower inside corner, nothing in two. You know, I was actually a big fan to see the massive amount of 7-Elevens that are just in the DMV area. Of course, I will never throw my allegiance away from Wawa, but my goodness. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Curveball down and inside. Tavera retires the side in order and finishes with his first strikeout. We're on to the bottom of the first here in Bowie. Erie nothing. Bay Sox set to bat. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Carlos Tavares sat down the Seawolves in order in the top of the first inning, and here in the bottom of the first, the Bay Sox will look to strike first. Guider Montero warms in the mound for his Double-A debut with the Erie Seawolves, and the starting lineup for the Bowie Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in left field, you've got Zach Watson, followed by Heston Kerstad in right field batting second. Cesar Pareto at second base bats third. Kobe Mayo at third base cleans up. Dante Williams is in center field batting fifth. Jacob Teeter at first base sixth. Billy Cook is the designated hitter batting 7th, Anthony Servideo the shortstop bats 8th, and Randy Florentino is the catcher batting 9th. Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Sherman Johnson, Forrest Herman, Tim DeJohn, Ryan Gohl, Sam Sauer, and Elise Kramer, the athletic trainer. The Bay Sox are 6-14 on the season, a two-game losing streak, 2-8 over their last 10, and 3-9 when playing here at home. Bay Sox are 6th in the Southwest Division, that's last. 7.5 games out of first place. Again, the Bowie lineup features Watson, Kerstad, Prieto, Mayo, Williams, Teeter, Cook, Servideo, Florentino, all to face off against Keider Montero on the mound. Left fielder Watson leads off, a .255 average, a .736 OPS in 15 games. Two doubles, no triples, three homers, 10 RBIs. Second game leading off for Watson, something he hadn't done much last season and until yesterday this season. First pitch. Right-hander watches off-speed, missed just outside, and it's 1-0 to start. 1-for-5 day yesterday for Watson, gave him hits in back-to-back games now for Bowie. As the 1-0 is bounced over to the third base side, taking on a low hop, Colt Keith near the knee. A throw to first is a tad high, but it's in time. 5-3 put out. Keith has been showing some good praise at the high corner this series. Defense for Erie sees Grant Witherspoon in left field, Ben Malgieri in center, Daniel Cabrera in right, Colt Keith at third base, Andrew Navigado at short, Wenzel Perez at second, Jake Holton at first, and Julio Rodriguez is catching behind the plate for Keider Montero on the mound. No, not that Julio Rodriguez. First pitch to Heston Kerstad has called a strike in the lower outside corner. It's nothing going on. I can't imagine that I'm the first one to be making that joke. Every single time that the Seawolves have gone to play anyone, they've probably heard it. Next pitch to Kerstad is driven deep out to left center field. Malgieri running. He's going to try and die, but Grant Witherspoon cuts it off and makes the catch. Ooh, that was some bad communication in left center field, but the Seawolves do make the out. Grant Witherspoon was able to avoid his diving center fielder and pull down a good drive by Kerstad. Two gone. Bay Sox in their home white jerseys today. White pants, white cap, and the cursive Bay Sox on the front side of the jersey. Seawolves in their alternate blacks this afternoon. Gray pants. It's an all-black jersey with a single yellow pinstripe and a yellow cap. Cesar Prieto steps in. First pitch, he squares to bunt, but quickly retreats as the fastball moves too far down and inside. 1-0 to start. .350 average for Prieto to lead the league, and .833 OPS. Next pitch, and he swings and fouls it off of home plate. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. 20 games for Prieto. He's not missed a game yet for Bowie. Four doubles, no triples, one homer, seven RBI. 1-1 pitch, and he swings and misses, off speed down. It's one ball and two strikes. Pareto does not have many strikeouts this season. Five strikeouts, five walks, simple stuff. Infield shaded on the pull side for the lefty, as Montero looks for a perfect first in his Double-A debut. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and Pareto watches inside, two balls and two strikes. Scoreless game in the bottom of the first. Carlos Tavares sat down the Seawolves in order in the top half of the frame. And now the 2-2 pitch here is inside, nearly clipped Prieto, but he was able to kick his feet out of the way like he was a bucking bronco. Count runs full. Cesar on the season, 1-for-3 on full counts. 7 full counts total. He's drawn 4 walks. As Montero sets, next pitch will be number 10. On its way. And it's outside, ball 4. Pareto is aboard with his 6th walk of the season. Montero gives up his first here at Double-A. He had some good control at High-A with West Michigan. Here's Kobe Mayo, first pitch, misses down. Runner at first, two outs here in the bottom of the first, a scoreless game. 1-0 pitch to Mayo. It is called a strike in the lower outside corner, and the count goes even at one. 254 average for Mayo, and 863 OPS in 20 games. Seven doubles, no triples, three homers, seven ribby. 1-1. Mayo checked his swing. No appeal. He held up on a pitch low. Two balls and one strike. Sun poking out, though, fortunately, here at Prince George's Stadium. Those heavy clouds that had brought in spotty showers have pretty much dispersed over past left field. And you can see tons of blue. 2-1 pitch. And Mayo punches it up the middle, but right to second base. Perez is going to glove and take it to the bag himself. Retires Prieto on a force, and that's the inning. We're on to the second, a scoreless game. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right at the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gazier. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gazier on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Another patient-first difference? Our name says it all. We put the patient first in everything we do. If you're sick or hurt, we want to help you get better and feel better, too. We offer a warm smile when you walk in our doors and a warm blanket if you're cold or need a little extra comfort. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Well, a strong start for both starting pitchers as the Bay Sox and the Seawolves are scoreless, neither side with a hit yet. Bay Sox did get a two-out walk in the bottom of the first, but that was it. Carlos Tavera is back to work after 15 pitches for a perfect first frame. Dylan Dingler leads off, had a home run in his return to the Seawolves yesterday, first pitch. And the right-hander watches fastball miss high at 96, 1-0. 2-for-4 yesterday, Dingler, so an OPS of 1750. You can still, obviously, look at that as a bit of an outlier with those small sample sizes. Infield plays him with a wide gap straight up the middle as the 1-0 pitch is set to come. Here it is, and Dingler gives it a hard hit out toward deep left field. This one's high, this one's going, and up against the wall, Watson jumps high, but it's way gone. That thing hung up for quite a long ways. Dylan Dingler now has a home run in, what is it, four consecutive games, dating back to his rehab with Low A Lakeland. He's been in Double A for quite some time, and I feel as if he's deserving to get back up to Triple A at some point soon, as Erie takes a 1-0 lead here in the second inning. It's the second home run given up by Carlos Tavera. First home run he's given up when pitching as a starter. And now here's Grant Witherspoon, who homered himself yesterday. First pitch. And he watches up and away, 1-0 to start. Man, Dingler has always had plus power ever since he joined this league back in mid-2021. It's just all been about avoiding the strikeouts for him. 1-0 pitch. Witherspoon watches off-speed for called strike, upper outside corner. One ball and one strike. 244 average for Witherspoon, a 721 OPS in 22 games. No doubles or triples, four homers, 13 RBI. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Down and inside from Tavera. Count goes to two balls and one strike. So again, a 1-0 Erie lead out of the gate. Bay Sox had normally been pretty good lately about scoring first in games, but haven't gotten it done in both games this week. 2-1 is lined into center field. Williams shuffles around in his own spot before finally sprinting to his left, making the catch around the chin. No issue there for Dante Williams. One gone. It would take a little bit of a run for me to check. And I don't know if you check. I don't know if you score the road games, Andre. I figured you didn't. But I wonder if the Bay Sox have been trailing first in back-to-back games at any point this season. As Jake Holton digs in, a 229 average, 732 OPS, first pitch, misses too far inside, and it's 1-0 to start. You don't have to go down that rabbit hole. That would take a mighty long time to check every single box score. As the 1-0 pitch comes in, and it's called a strike outside half of the plate, 1-1. But if it has happened, it's got to be very rare, because the Bay Sox are scoring before their opponents much more often than the inverse this season. 1-1. Called a strike at the knees. Count to a ball and two strikes now on Holton. Went 1-for-3 yesterday. And there was a decent stretch where the Bay Sox were the best team in Double-A to strike first in a contest. And they've still scored first in 15 of their 20 games. 1-2 pitch. Line drive foul, right side out of play. Hits off of a seat back, and the count stays. Yeah, the Bay Sox still lead the Eastern League in that category. I can check Double-A quickly. I have to do some quick math, though, in my head. As another 1-2 is inside, and it hits Holton. Got his tricep and a runner aboard for Erie for the first time today. Base runner, I should say. Dylan Dingler's home run. I don't necessarily consider that a base runner, but does count. Let's see what else we got here. Around Double-A ball. It looks like the Bay Sox still hold on to that distinction. No, they're tied with the Cubs Double-A affiliate, the Tennessee Smokies. And Tennessee has been much better in those contests. They're 11-4 when they score first in a game. The Bay Sox are 6-9. Tennessee leads their division at the moment. First pitch to Julio Rodriguez, misses down, and it's 1-0 to start. Well, you know the distinction is there, and that's why I said, no, not that Julio Rodriguez. You know the distinction is there for him when Major League Baseball feels the need to add his middle initial in his official name. First pitch, or next pitch, is swung on and missed, rather, outside. It's 1-1. Rodriguez, a 157 average, a 589 OPS. He's listed officially on Major League Baseball's website, which feeds a lot of information in the video board, in my statistics, as Julio E. Rodriguez. Next pitch outside. And it's 2-1. 1 double, no triples for Rodriguez. 2 homers, 5 ribby. He struck out 18 times, walked 9 times. Runner at first, one away. The 2-1 pitch. It's popped up. Behind home plate. It's going to get out of play. Florentino thought about it, but didn't really move out from behind his stance, and the count goes even at 2. Now Rodriguez from Santiago de los Caballeros in the Dominican. 25-year-old signed as a free agent last year by Detroit. 2-2 from Tavera. Bouncer over to the left side. Servideo can try for 2, but he slips on the dirt, throws to Prieto, and that's the only one they're going to get. So those spotty rain showers definitely had an effect. I think Prieto slipped a little bit too as he was trying to get a good position on the bag. Force out goes 6-4. Could have been a chance for the double play. Servideo has not been a part of a twin killing yet for the Bay Sox as they've turned 16 this season. Now with 2 outs, here's Ben Malgeri. 1-for-4 day yesterday for Malgeri with a runner at first, now 2 outs. First pitch, and he lifts it foul right side out of play. 0-1. Bay Sox trailing 1-0 here in the top of the second inning. 250 average for Malgeri this season, a 500 OPS in 6 games. No doubles, no triples, no homers. One run batted in. He struck out 10 times as he had to draw a walk. The 0-1 pitch. Misses down and inside. And the count goes even at 1-0.
So, Matt, to answer your question, this is the second time the Bay Sox have given up the first run in back-to-back games.
Look at this guy with his brain. 1-1. Swing and a miss inside. And it's 1-2. Minor League Baseball's Twitter account is also fact-checking me. It's 5 straight games with a home run for Dylan Dingler.
First MLB pipeline on the cursed.
Yeah, oh my gosh. I'm faltering, man. I should pack it up.
Runner at first, two away. The 1-2 pitch. Too far outside. Slider from Tavera, and the count goes even at two. Tavera still looking for his first win. Doesn't have a loss either, however. Three games, one start for him this season. 10 innings, an ERA of 6.30. That's 7 earned runs. 2-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Nice curveball down. Leadoff home run for Dylan Dingler highlights the inning as we go to the bottom of the second. Bay Sox trail 1-0 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Bottom of the second inning here in Bowie. Bay Sox will try and overcome an early deficit. Solo home run by Dylan Dingler, giving Erie a 1-0 lead. It'll be 5-6-7 in the Bowie lineup to try and maybe turn things around for him. As Dante Williams will lead off, Jacob Teeter will follow, and then Billy Cook after that. Alongside Andre Magero, I'm Matt Sabatis with you here from Prince George's Stadium. Continuing to roll on with this 12-game homestand. First pitch to Dante Williams is called a strike on the lower inside corner. It's nothing and one to start. 188 average for Williams, 599 OPS in 17 games. Next pitch in, and Montero misses outside. One ball and one strike. Four doubles, no triples for Williams. Still looking for his first homer of the year. Eight runs batted in, 23 strikeouts, 9 walks. Here's the 1-1 pitch. And it's bounced high up to the gap in center, but scooped on the run by the shortstop, Navigado. Williams was slow getting out of the box, and he's going to get thrown out 6-3. Williams tweaked something on that swing. He didn't even get halfway up the line by the time the throw got bouncing in to first base. And there's definitely a hitch in his get-along as he gets back into the dugout. We'll see if he comes back out into center field for the next half inning. We hope so. But he's put down 6-3 to start the inning. Jacob Teeter now to bat. First pitch to the lefty is outside for a called ball, 1-0. 158 average for Teeter, a 447 OPS. In 13 games, no extra base hits yet, one RBI. Next pitch, and Teeter fouls it off left side. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. Guider Montero put up some great numbers with High A West Michigan. Coming into today for his AA debut. Didn't pick up a win or a loss, but 16 innings, only 5 earned runs, an ERA of 2.81. 1-1 whip, and it's called a strike at the knees. 1-2 on Teeter. 22 strikeouts for Montero, 4 walks. He did allow 10 hits. He'd been with West Michigan for quite some time. Next pitch, bounced to third and passed a late jump from Colt Keith into left field for a base hit. Jacob Teeter starting to warm up. He's got hits in 4 of his last 5 games now for Bowie. First Bay Sox base hit. And the tying run is aboard for Billy Cook. Love to see Cook warm up to go along with Teeter here. And Montero had spent 2 consecutive seasons with High A West Michigan, all of 2021, all of 2022, and 4 starts with them here in 2023 before finally being called up for his debut. Here's the first pitch to Billy Cook, called a strike. Curveball on the outside half. It's nothing and one to start. 0-98 average for Cook, a 318 OPS in 17 games. One double, no triples, a homer. One run batted in. 0-1 pitch. And he cranks it deep out to left field. This one's trouble. Witherspoon, track, wall, gone! Billy Cook says goodbye. A go-ahead two-run home run for his first of the season. Bowie's up 2-1. Sometimes you get a good look at one and make sure you take advantage of it. Cook did just that. First homer for him after an 0-for-3 day with three strikeouts yesterday. Breaks out of a five-game hitless skid. And let's see him go on a big run after that to follow. So now with Bowie up 2-1, Anthony Servideo steps into the box. 1-for-13 in his young season. Four games played. No extra base hits or runs batted in. First pitch is called a strike on the inside half of the plate. It's nothing and one to start. I'm not seeing if Montero gave up any home runs when he was with high A. Next pitch is fouled off. Let's see. Brush through his numbers real quick. He gave up one. Gave up 12 last season. As the 0-2 pitch to Servideo is swung on and missed. High fastball. He's down on strikes. First strikeout here at Double-A for Keider Montero. Comes on the heels of the first home run he's allowed at the level. He allowed that home run back in mid-April. And now here's Randy Florentino, number 9 batter, with bases empty, 2 outs. First pitch. Florentino watches off speed for called strike, comes in at the letters. And it's nothing at 1 to start. One double for Florentino, no triples, homers, or RBI. 3 strikeouts and a walk. Next pitch misses down and away. And the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Montero, much like a couple of the Erie starters, just until this week, the 1-1 pitch is just under the knees for a called ball, 2-1. Hadn't gone past the 4-inning mark. Many of the highly respected arms in the Tigers organization were being limited at 4 innings in the month of April. Next pitch down and away, and it's 3-1 on Florentino. And Montero hit that mark each and every time he took the mound. 4 innings in all 4 of his starts for 16 total. 3-1 pitch, and Florentino watches up and away for ball 4. Second walk of the day from Montero. The inning extends to loop the lineup card around for Zach Watson. Second walk drawn by Florentino this season. Watson grounded out to third back in the first inning. As Montero comes set, holds at the waist, fires the first pitch in, and Watson floats it up the right field line. That's down for a fair ball, headed into the corner. Florentino's going to go first to third. Let's see if he gets waved around. A late pickup in right field by Cabrera, and the stop sign is thrown up for Florentino. But it's a double with 2 outs for Zach Watson. They're at second and third here for Bowie, and Heston Kerstad more specifically. Third double of the season for Watson, 6th extra base hit overall. It'd be big if the Bay Sox could put on something of a rally here, especially after remembering a little bit of how yesterday went for Bowie. They were getting a rally going in the sixth inning, trailing, what was it at that point, 3-1? They scored one run in the sixth, made it 3-2. No, it was 4. It was 4. So it was 4-1, then 4-2. The Bay Sox were inching closer. Seemed like they had something going, but then a double play ruined their chances. And they didn't get it that good for the rest of the night. They only got one more runner into scoring position across the final 3 innings of that contest. But here, they've got 2 more in scoring position after Billy Cook's bases-clearing bomb. So it'll be on Heston Kerstad to try and drive one, hopefully both of them in. Kerstad flew out to left field. A good drive back in the first inning. Almost had the outfielders collide on the batted ball. First pitch here is called a strike in the lower outside corner. It's nothing and one. You know, there's been an interesting trend of Bay Sox home runs this season as well. That was their 15th. As the 0-1 pitch to Kerstad. is just under the knees for ball. It's 1-1. Bowie has not hit a three-run home run or a grand slam yet this season. 15 home runs, they've either been solo shots, 11, or two-run shots. Now 4. 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed outside by Kerstad, and it's 1-2. Kerstad is responsible for over half of the solo home runs. All 6 of his home runs this season have been solo shots. Peculiar. 1-2 pitch, and he swings and misses on a curveball down, stranding 2 in scoring position. The inning is over on the second strikeout by Keiner Montero, but Billy Cook's first double-A home run gives Bowie the lead. It's 2-1 as we move to the third on Capital Gold WNAV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Ink is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Ink can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Ink. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Ink, your lawn and pest team.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am.
And it goes back to the top of the lineup for Andrew Navagato. Yeah, those new LED lights, they really play well. You don't have to wait for them to warm up, turn on slowly. They change colors. It's fantastic. To go along with those glow stick giveaways, you don't want to miss it. That's this Friday, May 5th. Get your tickets at BaySox.com. First pitch to Andrew Navagato is called a strike. Nailed on the outside half of the plate from Tavera. It's nothing and one to start. Navagato flew out to center field in the first. Next pitch, swing and a miss. One after a slider outside. Nothing and two. It's been a good early attack for Carlos Tavera as well. First pitch strike to 3 consecutive batters. He's just a little bit over half when it comes to first pitch strikes against first pitch balls. Holds with ball in glove, obscuring most of his face. Now drops to the chest, turns and fires the 0-2. Punched back to the mound, but past the bare hand of Tavera. Servideo gloves near the bag, a quick spin and fire. I didn't spin, but he fired it. I don't know where I got spin from. It got to first base in time. You know, it's such a quiet day. My mind is already just adrift. Oh, well. Here's Colt Keith. Maybe just in my mind I wanted him to spin. It would have just added that little bit of extra flourish, give some pizzazz to the day, you know. Here's Colt Keith, grounded out to first base back in the first inning. Bay Sox lead 2-1 here in the top of the third as Tavera sends in the first. And it misses high off of the webbing of the glove of Florentino. It's 1-0 to start. We were talking about 7-Eleven earlier. This is the kind of day where we just talk about, you know, we just talk about snack foods. So I did go to 7-Eleven the other day. As the 1-0 pitch is a curveball called for strike in the outside half of the plate. It's 1-1 on Keith. Base is empty, 2 outs. I'm in the minority of this. I've got a sweet tooth. As the 1-1 is called a strike outside half again, 1-2. What is your opinion, Andre, on the candy Good and Plenty? Do you know that one?
Yes and no. I'm kind of in the middle on it, to be completely fair.
Not a fan of the black licorice, as no time is called. The pitch comes in low as Keith was asking for time, had backed out of the box, didn't get it, rushed back in, and the pitch came in low anyway, so he gets a ball. Oh, I love me some Good and Plenty. But, boy, the candy coating on that one really can send me into a spiral. 2-2 pitch is grounded over to the right side, picked by Tavera, and he'll sidearm it to a teeter at first. 1-3 put out. That's a toughie, but he got it there. 3 up, 3 down, third. Bottom of the frame coming up. Bowie leads 2-1 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland. is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Chilly day here in Bowie, 48 degrees, winds at 9 miles an hour sporadically out to center field, but the Bay Sox using that to their advantage as they lead 2-1. First pitch to Cesar Prieto as we move into the bottom of the third inning is called a strike. It's on the outside half of the plate, it's nothing and one to start. Kyder Montero's walked two batters, struck out two, and allowed three hits. Next pitch outside, and it's one ball and one strike on Prieto, who walked himself back in the first inning, but was forced out at second base. It'll be Prieto, then Kobe Mayo and Dante Williams to bat. As Montero turns and sends home the next, Prieto bounces it high over the mound. Tough play, charging in from short. Navigado gloves from the grass and gets it to first in time. 6-3 put out. You know, I never caught to see if Dante Williams had gone back out to center field after tweaking something following his ground out in the second inning, but you know, he is in the on-deck circle right now. So I'm going to just, you know, go into hindsight and say I was actually watching the whole time. Knew he'd be coming back. You can't test me on that, Andre. You have no evidence. First pitch to Kobe Mayo. Misses outside. And now called for strike in the lower outside corner. It's nothing in one. Like I said, I'm off the rails today. Here's the 0-1. Mayo checks his swing, and the home plate umpire says he went around. Nothing in two. All right, so back on Good and Plenty talk. You're middle of the road on the candy-coated black licorice there?
I think it's okay in moderation.
Here's the 0-2. Mayo watches down, and it's one ball and two strikes. One of the other candies that I go after, it almost seems obscure for people when I bring it up. The Twizzlers nibs, the little tiny thumb-sized pieces, as Mayo interrupts our conversation with a crank out to left field, but up against the corner, Grant Witherspoon makes the catch. I'm secretly glad Mayo didn't go yard there, because if it abutted a conversation about Twizzlers nibs, I would have felt a little upset.
MLB Pipeline was on the edge of their seats waiting for that ball to leave the yard.
Trying to embarrass me for the third time in 48 hours. Now, Mayo will hit a homer at his next plate appearance, don't worry. Here's Dante Williams. First pitch, and he knuckles it foul left side. Count starts out at nothing and one. Williams grounded out to the shortstop back in the second inning. Every time, I don't actually get a Slurpee too often. My local 7-Eleven, they don't have the cups out for you, and a Slurpee's like an impulse buy for me. As the next pitch to Williams, misses high, it's 1-1. Like, I need the cup right there so I can just grab it, fill it, go. That's how I am when I'm at a Sheetz, per se. Williams cracks his bat on a floater into shallow center field. Malgeri runs down and covers the ground, makes the catch. Three up, three down, and the Bay Sox go down in order in the third, but still lead 2-1. Andre has the play-by-play as we end the fourth. You're listening to Capital Gold, WNAV.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
Pest Now is proud. proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Now back to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
Back here from Prince George's Stadium for the top of the fourth inning. Bay Sox have lost 8 of 9, but they lead here tonight 2-1 over the Erie Seawolves. Andre Magaro taking over for Matt Sabatis here for the top of the fourth inning. 3-4-5 scheduled to hit for Erie as Carlos Tavera, the starter, stays on the mound. And the right-hander's first pitch to the switch hitting Wenzel Perez is swung on and popped foul into the seats out of play left side. So and one to Perez. Perez struck out swinging his first time up back in the first inning. 3 strikeouts so far for Tavera, who's out of the windup with the 0-1. That's taken low on the off-speed, and the count goes 1-1 here to Perez. Bowie fell behind 1-0, allowing a solo home run, top half of the first, to the on-deck batter, Dylan Dingler, before they got two back in the bottom half of the second on a Billy Cook home run as the 1-1 bounces in again. Another look at the changeup that was watched low by Perez, and the count's 2-1. Perez again a switch hitter. He bats from the left side, twitching his hands back and forth over top of home plate. The 2-1 floats in from Tavera, and it's another breaking ball, this time away from Perez, who's ahead in the count now 3-1. No walks yet for Tavera. He's actually done a pretty good job at staying out of three-ball counts, all things considered. This is his first one. The next pitch hit on the ground towards first. Diving effort from Teeter kicks off his glove towards the second baseman, Prieto, but his throw to first base is late. Tavera couldn't get over and get the bag in time. It was nearly an astonishing heads-up play from Cesar Prieto, who went to back up that play from Teeter, outstretched to his right. But Perez will reach. It'll likely go down as an infield single, and it does. So a leadoff man aboard here for Erie and Dylan Dingler. It's just the second hit of the game for the Seawolves, and the only other one came from Dingler, who steps into the right-handed batter's box. A solo home run to left back in the second inning. That's the second home run in as many games for Erie this season, as the first pitch from Tavera misses high on an off-speed delivery, and the count goes to 1-0. Not a lot of fastballs from Tavera yet in this inning. He tried to get ahead of Dingler, who has now homered in each of the two games this series. Just activated yesterday to make his Seawolves debut. 1-0 pitch. That's taken low in the zone. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. And we're talking about it a little earlier in Dingler's first plate appearance. He is certainly very established at this level for the Seawolves. He played all of 2022 with Erie, over 100 games. 2-0 from Tavera. A fastball taken at the letters and a called strike. 2 balls and 1 strike to count now. And Dingler had good power numbers in 2022. In 107 games, he had 238, 14 home runs, 58 runs batted in. Also had 22 doubles to go along with it. Tavera stares in the 2-1 pitch. That's taken low. Florentino pumped his hands towards first base, thinking about a back pick, but Perez is back standing. And the count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. This is the second straight hitter that Carlos Tavera has fallen behind 3-1. Prieto slightly pinched up the middle at second base. Servideo, the shortstop, is playing deep in the hole on the left side. Gets the right-handed hitting catcher. 3-1 pitch is taken off the plate for ball 4. Off-speed away again, taken by Dingler. It's the first walk for Tavera, and 2 straight base runners have reached here for Erie in the fourth.
The left fielder, number 11, Grant Witherspoon.
And that'll bring up Grant Witherspoon. Witherspoon, outfielder, bats from the left side. He hit a ball sharply to center fielder Dante Williams his last time up. Williams is playing him slightly shaded into the left center gap. First pitch from Tavera. Breaking ball over the outside edge, and it's called a ball. Couldn't quite get enough bite to have that pitch back over the outside edge, and Witherspoon takes Tavera. Struggling to find the zone here early on in the fourth. Ten pitches, only 2 of them in the zone so far as the 1-0 misses inside. A fastball at 93. Witherspoon reaches his arms up and out of the way in the lefty box. He's ahead 2-0 in the count. Tavera had been pitching rather well, staying in the zone pretty consistently coming into this inning. Had 48 pitches. 33 of them for strikes, but he's really struggled in this inning. 2-0, get me over fastball, taken down the middle for a called strike. So he's back in the count here at 2-1. And really, it's been quite a heavy reliance on the off-speed for Tavera. A lot of change-ups to the two batters from the left side in Perez and Witherspoon so far. We'll see where he goes here on the 2-1. Swung on, fouled off of Witherspoon in the lefty box. He went to the off-speed. It broke inside on the left-handed batter, who sits in a 2-2 count. 2-1 Bay Sox here in the top half of the fourth. Urias, it's first two runners on in the frame, a single from Wenzel Perez, an infield single, and then Dylan Dingler walked. Two balls and two strikes here to Witherspoon. Tavera, the right-hander, set. Gets the sign from Florentino, and now the 2-2. Swung on, laced down the right field line. It hooks foul into the Bay Sox bullpen. That's trouble if it got down in fair territory, but in the end, well, foul. We'll do it again at two balls and two strikes. Witherspoon set, as is Tavera. The next 2-2. Swung on, grounded foul again. This one off the front of the Bay Sox dugout. The count stays the same. Witherspoon's definitely one of the more experienced bodies so far at the AA level this season for Erie. This is game number 23 for him. We mentioned a lot of changeover recently in that Seawolves roster. 13 RBIs towards the top of the team. Next 2-2. Check swing. The appeal. Did he go? No. Fastball elevated in the zone. Couldn't get Witherspoon to chase as he just held up, and the count goes full. Tough pitch to lay off, especially when you're seeing all of those changeups lower in the zone. Tavera tried to climb the ladder with a fastball. And now he's back in another three-ball count. Full count here to Witherspoon with two on and nobody out. The 3-2 pitch inside, and it caught a piece of his bat. He went with the off-speed. It broke way inside on Witherspoon, and he just kind of threw his bat out there almost in a protective mode, and it nipped off the bat to keep him in the box at 3-2. It could have easily hit him or gone inside for ball four. But instead, we'll do the payoff again. Three balls, two strikes. Tavera set the pitch. Swung on, grounded, foul, right side. It's been a heck of a battle so far from Witherspoon. This next pitch is going to be the 10th of the at-bat. Continues to notch the pitch count up there of Carlos Tavera. Bowie's going to get an arm up and throwing. Right now the right-hander Cade Stroud's getting loose. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Payoff's on the way. Swung on, popped foul, left side. Watson in left field gave it a look, but it's well out of play again. There'll be an 11th pitch of the at-bat. First two reach in the frame for Erie. Bay Sox lead the Seawolves 2-1. Tavera back off the first base side of the mound. Next 3-2. Swung on, popped up. Jam shot cracked his bat. First baseman Teeter's coming in. Out comes Florentino, and he makes the catch right in front of Tavera. Right-hander for the Bay Sox went off the mound, was calling for the ball just out to his left-hand side, and in the end, the catcher Florentino went rushing into fair territory and made the underhand catch right in front of his pitcher. Likely been an infield fly situation regardless, but Witherspoon's retired. The runners stay at their place, and it brings up Jake Holton. Tavera wins the 11-pitch battle. That's a huge first out in this inning. Here's Holton now, who's hit by a pitch his first time. First pitch to him, off speed, misses high, 1-0. Tavera back set the pitch. Swung on, popped up. This is another towering shot on the right side. The first baseman Teeter is giving it a look. The second baseman Prieto calls him off. He'll make the catch. Infield fly is called again. Back-to-back pop-outs on pitches high in the zone for Erie. And Tavera flirting with danger in this inning is one out away from getting out of it. Two down, two on, and the batter's Julio Rodriguez. Rodriguez reached on a fielder's choice, a ground ball to shortstop, his first time up. First pitch from Tavera. Check swing, it's a called strike. Slider up in the zone. Rodriguez thought it was a little high, but he'll fall behind in the count 0-1. Runners lead off, neither being held on. Next pitch from Tavera, swung on, driven out towards left center field. Watson going back, he looks up, the ball is gone. Three-run home run, Julio Rodriguez. And Bowie so close to getting out of the inning, but the two leadoff base runners come back to hurt the Bay Sox as the three-run shot gives Erie the lead. It's 4-2. That ball got out of here in a hurry. The Seawolves, another multi-home run game. They've been powered by the long ball so far in this series. Three-run shot from Rodriguez, and just like that, Bowie's lead is gone. And next up might be Carlos Tavera. Kyle Moore's out of the dugout. He's made the call to the bullpen. So very quickly, the night is done for Carlos Tavera. Here he's already gotten three in the inning off the home run from Rodriguez. They lead 4-2 as we step away on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Inc., your lawn and pest team.
Bay Sox dip into their bullpen here in the top half of the fourth inning. Erie has struck for three in the frame, a three-run home run moments ago from Julio Rodriguez. It's given the Seawolves a 4-2 lead. So Carlos Tavera's day is done. More on him in a moment. Right now it's the right-hander coming in for the Bay Sox in Cade Stroud out of the bullpen. Stands at 6'2", 200 pounds out of Fort Worth, Texas, a 12th round pick back in 2019 out of West Virginia. Right-hander so far this season, an 0-1 record, a 1.17 ERA in five appearances. He's given up seven runs, but only one of them has been earned so far off of three hits. Control's been the issue for Stroud. He's walked eight, struck out four, but Ahonans are hitting just 115 against him. He'll face the eight-hole man in the Erie lineup, Ben Malgiri. First pitch is skewed foul right side, out of play, 0-1. Malgiri's 0-1 today. He struck out swinging in the second. Stroud's 0-1 on the way. Check swing. It's taken inside for a ball. 95-mile-an-hour fastball pops the mid of Florentino. It's a 1-1 count. The line is closed on tonight's Bowie starter, Carlos Tavera. 3 2/3, three hits, four earned runs on a walk and three strikeouts. He did hit one batter. Next pitch is driven out to left center field. Williams and Watson racing back. They can only look up. Watch it go. It's gone again. And Malgiri gets in on the action. It's back-to-back home runs against two separate arms for the Seawolves. And the solo shot makes it 5-2. It's the first home run for Malgiri at Double-A this season for Erie. It's just game number 7 for him. It's the third home run of the night for the Seawolves. Their sixth of the series already. That brings up Daniel Cabrera. Next pitch from Stroud. Swung on, popped foul. Left side, out of play. Just to the left of home plate, the count's 0-1. Well, Erie has certainly been bountiful with the home runs throughout their lineup so far this season. As the 0-1 from Stroud, fastball taken high, counts even. Seawolves hit three home runs in yesterday's game, already three today. This is their fifth game with three home runs already this season. It's game number 23 for them. The 1-1 pitch. That's fastball taken just low. The count goes to 2-1. Cabrera went down swinging his first time. He's 0-1 today. Left-handed hitting outfielder against the righty Stroud. 2-1 pitch. Swung on, chopped foul right side towards the Bay Sox on-deck circle. The count goes to 2-2. Erie entered today with 23 home runs as a team this season. That was most in the Eastern League. And I'd be willing to bet that they're probably going to be atop the Eastern League after today comes to an end. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The base is empty. Stroud, the pitch. Swung on, laced left side, base hit. Past the outstretched Mayo, who was playing off the line at third base. Not too much he could do about it. Well-struck baseball the other way from Cabrera. So that's three straight hits for Erie, four hits in the inning. It'll turn the lineup over for the top of the lineup and Andrew Navagata. Navagato, third time through. He's 0-2 today. Righty on righty matchup against Stroud. First pitch on the way. Fastball high. 1-0. One ball, no strikes, the pitch. Line drive, past the shortstop, Servideo into left field for a base hit. Tough reaction time for the shortstop playing deep in the hole. It was just out of his reach to his right-hand side. It's another base hit for Erie, and now two on with two outs. First three batters have all reached against Cade Stroud, and now the ninth Seawolves player to bat in the inning is Colt Keith. Keith is 0-2 today. Left-handed hitting infielders bounce out to the right side both times. 2-1, 2-out. First pitch from Stroud. Swing and a miss. All speed low in the zone. Keith came up empty on the hack. The count's 0-1. Four in the frame for Erie. Bay Sox came into this half inning leading 2-1. They now trail 5-2 as the 0-1 pitch. Check swing. He didn't go around. The off-speed delivery in the dirt. The count's 1-1. Runners lead off. Stroud comes set. The next pitch. Swung on, hit on the ground. Past the dive of Mayo down the left field line. It's down for a base hit. Watson there to get it quickly, but the runner sent around third. Cabrera scores. It's another run in the frame for Erie, their fifth on an RBI single from Colt Keith. Erie leads 6-2.
The second baseman, number 26, Wenzel Perez.
It's RBI number 15 on the season for Keith. Here's Wenzel Perez for the second time in this half inning. Switch hitter again from the left side. Right-handed hitting Stroud. First pitch. Low in the zone. 1-0. Up the second on the play is Navagato. So runners at second and first with two outs. Five runs in the frame for the Seawolves. Stroud's 1-0. It's taken low and inside. Two balls and no strikes. All four hitters that have faced Cade Stroud so far have hit safely. Bowie almost got out of this inning unscathed. 2-0 pitch. That's taken low and inside. Now three balls and no strikes. Nobody up in this Bay Sox bullpen. They're searching for Stroud to try to find a way out of this. But the first two reached in the frame for Erie, and then there was an 11-pitch battle against Grant Witherspoon that was won by Carlos Tavera. Then he got another early pop out. And Julio Rodriguez hit that three-run home run. 3-0 fastball on the outside edge is a called strike. It'll keep Perez in the box at 3-1. And a solo home run from Ben Mulgary afterwards. and three straight singles by Cabrera, Navigado, and Keith. It's gotten away from the Bay Sox here quickly. Pitch clock reset, 3 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. Next pitch from Stroud. It's a called strike right on the inner third, a fastball. Perez takes and the count goes full. Perez led off this inning with an infield single of all things. It was just out of the reach of Jacob Teeter at first. 3-2 is way inside, ball four. Off speed nearly took out his ankle as he leapt out of the way. He'll head down to first base. It's the second walk of the inning for the Bay Sox. First for Stroud, and the bases are now loaded. This has been a nightmarish inning for Bowie. Pitching coach Forrest Herman's out there to talk with Stroud. Reminder, fans, that there are postgame fireworks this weekend here at Prince George's Stadium. There's postgame fireworks following Saturday's game presented by Educational Systems Federal Credit Union. And you get an opportunity to celebrate Deaf Awareness Night at the ballpark as well with a couple of other special guests on hand. It should be a fun night at the ballpark. Tickets always available at BaySox.com. Mound visits concluded. Forrest Herman makes his way back to the dugout. And Dylan Dingler will come to the plate. Not the guy that Bowie wants to be facing in a situation where you just need it out. Bases loaded, 2 outs. Already 5 across in the frame for Erie, and the first pitch from Stroud misses low to Dingler. It's 1-0. Dingler's reached and scored twice tonight. He hit a solo home run to get the scoring started back in the second inning. He walked and came around to score as part of this frame here in the top half of the fourth. 6-2, Seawolves lead. Stroud's trying to get out of it. The 1-0. That's low in the zone again. A fastball, 2 balls and 0 strikes. Again, there's nobody up and throwing right now in the Bay Sox bullpen, so they need Stroud to find a way to get this final out of the frame. Two-oh pitch. Swung on, laced. Right center field. Williams back towards the track, towards the wall. It's off the top of the wall. Kerstad, the right fielder, chases it down. This is going to clear the bases. All three runs come around to score, and it's a bases-clearing double for Dylan Dingler. He has 4 RBIs tonight, 5 already since his return to Double-A, and Seawolves are pounding it on. They lead 9-2 now in the top of the fourth.
The left fielder, number 11, Grant Witherspoon.
After not starting the year in Double-A due to an injury, it appears that Dylan Dingler is well and truly back. Wandis and Charles will now get up and begin throwing in the Bay Sox bullpen. First pitch is a called strike to Witherspoon. Counts 0-1. Grant Witherspoon's 0-2 today. He's already seen 11 pitches in the inning. An 11-pitch battle with Carlos Tavera. He popped out to the catcher Florentino earlier on in this frame. That feels like eons ago. Also flew out sharply to center field. 0-1 pitch is a called strike. Fastball right down the chute. O-2 from Stroud on the way. Swing and a miss. And the inning comes to the close for Bowie, but not before 12 men are sent to the plate from Erie. And they blow this game wide open. 8 runs in the frame. They lead 9-2. Bay Sox got some work to do. We come back on Capital Gold, WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Rams Head on stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Bowie's got some work to do as this game's gotten away from them here at Prince George's Stadium. Eight runs plated for Erie in the top half of the fourth inning, bottom half of the fourth. Bay Sox trail 9-2. Jacob Teeter takes the first pitch, called strike. Count goes to 0-1. Next pitch is grounded right side, just out of the reach of the pitcher Montero. Second baseman comes charging in, and Perez, the underhand glove flip to first base is in time to retire Teeter. 4-3 put out for the first out of the fourth inning. It was a big inning that got away from right-hander Carlos Tavera very quickly as Billy Cook steps in. Tavera had given up a solo home run earlier on in the game, but had really settled in after the fact. Had hit one batter, but other than that, was cruising right along. Next pitch to Billy Cook, or excuse me, first pitch to him, misses outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Cook has the only offense of the game so far for Bowie. Two-run home run back in the second. His next pitch is swung on, lifted, foul, right side, out of play. So the count 1-1 to Cook. But even the way that inning started didn't look like too much trouble for Tavera. It was an infield hit off the mid of the first baseman Teeter and then a walk. And he was out of the zone as the 1-1 pitch is a called strike over the outer edge. Breaking ball that time snaps at the knees. 1-2 to Cook. He was out of the zone, but it didn't seem like he was getting hit around all that hard. And even after the 11-pitch at-bat with Witherspoon, he got a couple of weak pop-ups. 1-2 to Cook. Swing and a miss. Went back to the curveball away and got Cook swinging. It's a second strikeout at Double-A for Montero, and there's two down. Base is empty now for Anthony Servideo. But after that weak contact, Julio Rodriguez came out, hit a three-run home run, and then a lot of hard contact followed suit for Cade Stroud as Anthony Servideo takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Servideo went down swinging his first time up. It's just one of those innings, 0-1. Off speed away, count goes to a ball and a strike. Lots of stuff was hit hard from Erie. It's not meant to take anything away from them, but it was just one of those innings where a lot of balls were just out of the reach of some infielders, but plenty were well struck as well as Servideo fouls one off and makes a count 1-2. Back-to-back home runs in that frame as well. Malgarry hit a solo shot of his own and a bases-clearing double that nearly got out of here for a grand slam for Dylan Dingler. 1-2, two outs, bases empty, pitch to Servideo. All speed away, taken, and the count's 2-2. Keider Montero has been as advertised so far after his quick ascension in high A this season, or his turnaround, you should call it. The 2-2 is spiked in, counts full here to Servideo. But he's looked solid so far in his Seawolves debut, and that no doubt an arm that the Erie pitching staff will be happy to have. And they entered tonight with the highest ERA as a staff collectively in the Eastern League. 3-2 pitch on the way. Servideo slashes it foul. The opposite field, and it went very close there in the stands, but no worse for wear, and the count stays the same. Bay Sox do have another arm up and throwing. As the 3-2 comes in, it's laced into right center field. It's going to get down on one hop in front of Malgarry, who's there to cut it off in the gap quickly. That'll hold Servideo to a two-out single. Second hit in Double-A for him. It'll bring up the nine-hole man, Randy Florentino.
The catcher, number 30, Randy Florentino.
Fourth hit for the Bay Sox overall. So right-hander Houston Roth getting up in the Bay Sox bullpen. See if he can provide a little more length. You'd have to imagine Cade Stroud's day is done after just a third of an inning. Here's Florentino. Walked his first time up. First pitch to the left-handed hitting catcher. Spun out towards third. Good pick on the backhand from Keith. He has time to set his feet. Throw across the diamond in time. 5-3 put out. Retires Florentino. And the side. Two out single. Left stranded. Bay Sox trail 9-2 as we head to the fifth. You're listening to Capital Gold, WNAV.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Another patient-first difference? Prescriptions on site. Patient First carries prescription medications for most urgent care conditions, so you can walk out with your prescription in hand, head home, and start feeling better sooner. It's yet another way we offer convenient care that fits your busy schedule. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Bay Sox dip back into their bullpen here as we head to the top half of the fifth inning, still adjusting the scorebook over after Erie had a nightmare top of the fourth for the Bay Sox. They lead 9-2 over Bowie as Houston Roth is on the mound, third Bay Sox arm of the night. Face Jake Holton, first batter he sees in a righty-on-righty matchup. First pitch, grounded weakly, right side. Prieto, second baseman, was shaded over up the middle, and it scoots past him into right field for a base hit. That ball was hit off the end of the bat from Holton. He's going to get a single out of it, but just hit into no man's land on the right side between Jacob Teeter and Cesar Prieto. Indications are it's been one of those nights for Bowie, as it's another hit for the Seawolves. That gives them 9 on the evening. Match their run output as Julio Rodriguez steps into the right-handed batter's box. And Rodriguez had the big blow. There were a couple of them in the top half of the fourth inning. He takes off the plate here, 1-0. But again, first two reached in the frame for Erie, and then there were two quick pop-outs that Carlos Tavera managed. But then Rodriguez launched a 3-run home run to left center field. And that really started the opening of the floodgates as the 1-0 misses away, two balls and no strikes. Tell you more about Houston Roth here in a second before 2-0 comes in. Swung on, lifted the other way. Kerstad started in, now comes back. He ranges over to his left and makes the catch about shoulder height. Retires Rodriguez for the first out of the frame. So Houston Roth coming out of the Bay Sox bullpen, 6'3", 220-pound right-hander out of Oxford, Mississippi. Drafted out of the 29th round in 2019 from Ole Miss. He's hoping to give the Bay Sox a little distance here in this one. Here's Ben Malgary. He takes a called strike. Fastball gets him over for 0-1. And Roth has worked in the front end and back end of a couple of tandems so far this season. Has no decisions to his name, a 4.22 ERA through three appearances and one start. The next pitch inside on an off-speed, and the count's 1-1. 10 2/3 for Roth, 9 hits, 5 runs, all of which are earned. He's hit one batter, he's walked 6 and struck out 10. Opponents are hitting 243 against him. The 1-1, swung on, hit weakly on the ground. Just out of the reach of Roth, second baseman Prieto Field shovels the Servideo for 1. The throw to first is late. Mulgary's able to beat it out, stay out of a double play, but a nice play from Prieto. With the quick transfer to second to erase the lead man in Holton. And there's two down in the inning. Mulgary will reach on the fielder's choice. And the nine-hole man, Daniel Cabrera, steps up to the plate. It's not the prettiest line in the world for that of Cade Stroud. He had to come in and bear the brunt of this hot-hitting, eerie lineup after Carlos Tavera went out. First pitch is a called strike to Cabrera. Counts 0-1. Cabrera's 1-for-2 today. Singled and scored as part of that frame in the fourth. Just a third of an inning for Stroud. 5 runs all earned on 5 hits. He walked one and struck out one. Of course, gave up the home run to Mulgary. 0-1 pitch. Bounced in, blocked by Florentino. Runner takes off towards second. The throw down is in time. In plenty of time as Mulgary got a late break and then slid short of the bag. That wet surface out there on the infield dirt prevented him from even reaching the second base bag. And it was a quick tag put on by Servideo. It's the first runner that Randy Florentino has caught scoring this season. So sure he'll certainly feel good about that. Bowie gets back into the dugout. They trail here on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When workdays are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capitol Gold WNAV.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Bottom of the fifth from Prince George's Stadium. Bay Sox trail 9-2. First pitch to the top of the lineup, and Zach Watson is taken low for a ball. Count goes to 1-0. It's an interesting sight here for the Seawolves as Keider Montero, he's got a steep lead to protect, but he's out there for the fifth inning. 1-0 to Watson. Fastball way inside. He dances his way out of the right-handed batter's box as he takes for 2-0. But Montero is working into the fifth inning. It's his second time in as many days that an Erie starter's done that after not doing it for the entire month of April, as a 2-0 is well inside and off speed, and the count's 3 balls and no strikes. But again, Tigers have been diligent with stretching out their starting pitching, but Montero, much like yesterday's starter in Herter, had gone 4 innings in all of his outings and now pitching into the fifth, but it's a 4-pitch walk to Zach Watson as a fastball misses away. It's the third walk for Montero. We'll bring up Heston Kerstad. Kerstad digs into the lefty box. He's 0-for-2 today. He's flown out to left in a sharp line drive and also struck out swinging. First pitch low and away, taken for ball one. Kerstad's strikeout ended the second inning. That's where the Bay Sox got their 2 runs on a 2-run home run from Billy Cook. And had a couple other base runners in scoring position, but were unable to push him across the plate. Next pitch for Montero. Kerstad takes a breaking ball over the outer third for a called strike. Counts 1-1. Kerstad yet to reach tonight, but he's reached in 18 of his first 19 games at the AA level. Next pitch swung on, popped up. Towering shot to shallow right field. Cabrera's charging in. The second baseman Perez comes out and calls him off. He makes the catch. Daniel Cabrera ran a half marathon in from right field, but at the end of the day had to throw on the brakes about 3 steps in front of his second baseman who called him off. Kerstad's retired. There's 1 down and a runner on first for Cesar Prieto. Prieto's 0-for-1 today. He's walked as well. First pitch to him. Swing and a foul tip. Counts 0-1. Oh, one's on the way. Prieto takes low. Count goes to a ball and a strike. Let's see if the Bay Sox can get anything going here offensively. Obviously, it's a very steep hole to climb out of, and no game is necessarily ever out of reach, but I think a crooked number or two would just work well for Bowie's confidence offensively as Prieto bounces one through the hole on the left side. It's in for a base hit. Watson never stopped running. He goes to third. The throw comes in, and it short hops Cole Keith. Kicks away from him up the left field line, and Prieto's into second. Goes down as a single and an error on the throw by Mulgeri out in center field. That'll advance Prieto up to second. There's two in scoring position for Kobe Mayo. Sometimes you need seeing eye singles like that to fall your way to get going. Prieto has no need getting going. He has hits in 17 of 21 games now this season. It brings up arguably the hottest hitter in the Bay Sox lineup on this homestand, Kobe Mayo. Mayo is 0 for 2 today, hit into a fielder's choice and flew out to left, but his fly out to left was very sharp into the far corner. He takes outside and the count's 1-0. Erie does have an arm up and throwing. Take a better look at him here after the 1-0 pitch to Kobe Mayo. It's taken low and away again, a fastball overthrown and the count's 2-0. But you say it's good for Bowie to try to get some offensive rhythm, particularly just the offensive struggles they've had in the early part of the season. 2-0 to Mayo. It's taken low again on an off-speed. The count's 3-0. But today was the fourth different occasion on this homestand. The Bay Sox have allowed an opponent to score four runs in an inning. Bowie's only scored four runs twice on their current slide. The 3-0 to Mayo's inside, a fastball. It's ball four. Second walk of the inning for Montero. It's his fourth overall. And the bases are loaded with one out.
The center fielder, number 15, Dante Williams.
That brings up Dante Williams. We'll see if he faces the same arm in Montero. Again, it's one of those days where everybody's so bundled up coming out of the dugout, you can never be sure until they make that movement to the bullpen. There is a left-hander getting loose right now for the Seawolves. It's Billy Lesher. Pardon me, a right-hander. My mistake. Hadn't put his glove on initially and was facing the other side of the mound, but now that he's put his glove on and started his warm-up tosses, I can confirm it is right-handed. Right now, this mound visit is just a visit from the pitching coach. And it's broken up rather briefly, so they'll keep Montero in with a seven-run cushion. Try to find his way out of a jam as Dante Williams comes in. Montero at 74 pitches. He's thrown 43 of them for strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 today. Left-handed bat against a right-handed arm. First pitch, low and inside. Fastball counts 1-0. Montero's gearing up that fastball. That last one registered in at 98. That's towards the peak of his velocity. He's trying to find a way out of this jam. That's been where the scouting reports have said that Montero has struggled at times. That command and those tense situations where you have base runners on. He misses up and away here to Williams. Another fastball, and the count's 2-0. And we've seen that here. And again, his walk numbers weren't too bad last season. He did hit the second most batters, in the Tigers system with 11. But when the base runners have come on, the traffic has come on the base paths, that's where he started to struggle to hit the zone in this inning. Williams this season's 1-for-3 with the bases loaded. He takes a called strike on the 2-0 fastball. Bowie as a team is just 2-for-12. The bag's loaded. Zach Watson's the only one that has a bases loaded hit for Bowie other than Dante Williams. The 2-1. Williams takes low, counts 3-1. He might not need a hit to drive in a run here. Two walks and an opposite field single in the inning. Prieto had the single. Bowie's loaded the bases with one out. Bay Sox have a lot of work to do down by seven, but they're looking to get it done one batter at a time. 3-1. Takes off the plate, ball four. Fastball away from Montero. It's his fifth walk, and it forces a run in for the Bay Sox. RBI for Dante Williams, a disciplined parade approach. Scores Watson, and makes it a 9-3 game. Prado head up to third, Mayo to second. Now Gabe Alvarez is out of the dugout, and that is going to do it for Kider Montero. His line's not yet closed, but after four and a third, his double-A debut, a long-awaited one, comes to an end, and here he makes a pitching change. Bay Sox trail 9-3. We'll step aside on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Nine-three ball game. Bay Sox trail, but they do have the bases loaded with one out here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. And Erie is into its bullpen after four and a third from starter Kider Montero making his Double A debut. He makes way for the right-hander Billy Lesher, 6'4", 215-pound, 27-year-old right-hander from Jacksonville, Florida, a 17th round pick back in 2017 from the Tigers from the University of Pennsylvania. 12.10 ERA so far this season for Lesher in six appearances. He's only gone 9 2/3. Bases are loaded with one out. Jacob Teeter steps in. 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored today. First pitch from Lesher, a fastball that backs Teeter up out of the lefty box. He counts 1-0 off the take. Line still open on Kider Montero. He's allowed two earned runs so far on four hits, five walks, two strikeouts. So lack of consistency in the strike zone really got away from him in this inning. An RBI walk moments ago from Dante Williams, and home plate umpire is asking for the pitch clock to be reset before the at-bat continues here to Teeter. Three walks in the frame, a single as well for the Bay Sox. That was a ground ball weakly hit through a hole on the left side as Teeter takes low again, and the count's 2-0. But Bowie's been diligent. They've been patient, and they found an opportunity here to maybe try to get back into this game. Teeter, only one RBI on the season. Still looking for his first extra base hit. The 2-0 finds his zone on and off speed, and the count's 2-1. And patience has been the name of the game for Jacob Teeter, who's found himself into a hot stretch as of late, or at least heating up at the double-A level. As the 2-1 swung on, golfed foul right side. Was a hanging breaking ball that Teeter was just too far out in front of as it spins over towards the grass hill behind the Bay Sox bullpen. Count's 2-2. He's been close, Jacob Teeter. You can feel it. A lot more discipline at the plate. He's picking out his pitch, as he self-described it. And Teeter's going to call for time here before the 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Bases loaded here for the Bay Sox. The pitch swung on, popped foul, left side. It'll reach the seats. Count stays the same to Jacob Teeter. And for Teeter, he's still 7-40 on albeit a young season, but he's certainly turned it around offensively. It's in 5-7 for him. 2-2 on the way. Swung on, popped foul again left side, and showing some fight here with two strikes. Again, the ERA has been up there for Lesher so far this season, 9 2/3. He's allowed 16 hits and 13 earned runs. He's allowed five home runs already on the season. Two walks, 11 strikeouts. Next pitch from Teeter, swung on, popped up. Left side, third baseman Keith is giving it a look towards the edge of the dugout. He has room, and he makes a catch. Right along the fencing of the Seawolves dugout, and Teeter's retired for the second out.
The designated hitter, number 14, Billy Cook.
So two outs, the bases are still loaded, and Billy Cook will be the batter. has been an area that's hurt the Bay Sox a lot this season. And again, you could clear the bases here and still be three runs behind, but it's an opportunity here to get right. Billy Cook already has a two-run home run tonight. First pitch to him. Fastball's a called strike. Right over the outside edge. It counts 0-1. But Bowie coming into tonight, runners in scoring position, hitting just 189 as a team. That's a number that they want to try to turn around. 0-1. Cook takes low, off speed. One ball and one strike to count. And Erie on the flip side of that. Their pitching staff, we mentioned their struggles, particularly out of the bullpen. They have opponents hitting 301 with runners in scoring position. So something here's got to give. The 1-1. Cook takes low, watches a breaking ball into the dirt. It's a good stop from Rodriguez, and the runners stay put. The count's 2-1. Bases are loaded here for the Bay Sox in the bottom half of the fifth. Bowie trails 9-3. They've got one back in the frame. Two balls, one strike to Cook. The pitch. Low and away as the fastball misses the zone, and the count goes to 3-1. Bay Sox will take runs any way they can get them. Prieto off third, Mayo off second, Williams off first. There's already been three walks in the inning. 3-1 on the way. Cook swings and misses, off speed, low and away. Had a lot of sharp late break on it as he swung through it, and the count's full. First double-A home run of his career for Cook already today. 3-2. He takes low for ball four. Good at-bat from Billy Cook. First walk for Lesher. It's going to add a run to the tab of Montero as it's an RBI walk for Billy Cook, his third RBI of the game, and it's 9-4. Anthony Servideo will step in. He's 1-for-2 today with a line drive single to right center his last time up. Bats from the left side. Gets the right-handed arm, Lesher. First pitch inside. Fastball, 95. Servideo rows his arms out of the way as he took for ball one. It's patient at-bats from the Bay Sox. They aren't pressing in this situation down by a lot. As the 1-0 comes in, Servideo swings through a fastball. In the upper part of the zone, the count goes to 1-1. But I haven't seen Bowie chase a lot, expand the zone. They've been patient with a couple of Erie arms that have struggled to hit the zone consistently in this inning. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. It's another fastball, this time inner third on Servideo. He's down in the count 1-2. It's been tough for Servideo, again, to make that adjustment. He came straight up from single-A Delmarva without any prior double-A experience. But the strikeouts are something he's trying to get out of his game. Now 10 of them through his first four-plus games. 1-2. And did well to take the off-speed away. Count goes to 2-2. Two for his first 15 at the double-A level. Still looking for his first RBI. What a spot this would be for it. Bases loaded, two outs. Bowie trails 9-4. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on, popped up. Left side, Keith is giving it a look. It's going to make its way well into the seats and over towards the party porch. Pitch clock resets or video. Set to step back into the left-handed batter's box. Bowie only has one hit in this inning, but they played it two runs to get the deficit back within five. 2-2 on the way. As fastball tight, count goes full. I don't know when the last time was that the Bay Sox sent all nine men to the plate, but if Servideo can find a way to reach here, last man to bat in the inning is Randy Florentino on deck. Full count. Runners will get a head start with two outs. Bases loaded. Time called. Given to the right-hander Lesher before he steps back on the mound. Payoff offerings on the way. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and away. Struck out Servideo. Second time he's gone down swinging and the side's retired. Bowie gets two. Bay Sox lead into the deficit, but they leave the bases loaded. 9-4 Erie as we head to the sixth on Capitol Gold, WNAV.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This season, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary or specialty care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Book an appointment online at luminoushealth.org. That's L-U-M-I-N-I-S health.org.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of Minor League Baseball.
Back here at Prince George's Stadium for the sixth inning. Bowie trails 9-4 as it currently stands right now. First pitch, swing and a miss from Houston Roth to the nine-hole man, Daniel Cabrera. Cabrera's 1-for-2 today, singled and scored. This part is the big fourth inning that has the Seawolves pulled away in this one, an 8-run frame. Next pitch from Roth inside. And the count's 1-1. Cabrera was at the dish when the last half frame end, caught stealing from Florentino. It nailed Malgarry to end the frame. The 1-1 pitch. It's taken low and away. Counts 2-1 here to Cabrera. Cabrera is one of those 8 runs that scored in the fourth. He had a single in that frame. Roth a clean fifth inning, though. Is looking for the same in the sixth. It's a 2-1. Swung on and missed. Inside fastball makes it 2-2. Bay Sox have lost 8 of 9, and they had a lead in this one. And it's all about the inning that got away. 2-2. Swung on, popped up, shallow center field. Williams breaking in. The shortstop Servideo's out. He takes charge and makes the catch. A couple steps into the grass and straightaway center for the first out of the frame.
The shortstop number
Cabrera retired for the second time tonight. Bases empty with one out as the lineup card flipped over to Andrew Navigado. So here's Navigado batting from the right side. He's 1-for-3 today. First pitch from Roth. Swing and a miss. Counts 0-1. Houston Roth, a very cool story for Bowie as the 0-1 comes in. It's up and away. Of course, everybody has a story, but Roth a unique one in that he got to pitch for his hometown college, if you will, in the collegiate ranks. 1-1's on the way. Swing and a miss. Navigado chasing off speed up, and the count's 1-2. But Roth born, grew up in Oxford, and really grew up around Ole Miss, or the University of Mississippi, if you want to call it that, up in Oxford. 1-2's on the way. Misses low and away off the glove of Florentino. No chase from the batter. Count goes to 2-2. But he really grew up around Ole Miss, and they're different athletics programs, but specifically the baseball team and the raucous atmosphere they have in Oxford. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Roth picks up a strikeout, 2 down here in the sixth.
That Bay Sox strikeout is sponsored by Daily Computers.
And the bases are empty here for
now
Colt Keith.
Third baseman number 9, Colt Keith.
Well, I got to talk to Roth a little bit about that as per his arrival in Bowie this season. About getting to pitch for the collegiate team in your hometown that you grew up with. He's going to pitch to Colt Keith here with 2 outs and the bases empty. First pitch, swung on, hit on the ground towards the first baseman, Teeter. Fields off to his right, pitches to Roth, covering the bag, and it's in time. So from his hometown college team here to Bowie, Houston Roth, 2 scoreless frames. Bowie trails 9-4 as we head to bottom half of the sixth on Capital Gold, WNAV.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed. Wolfman Jack! When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack? You know, hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know. So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Bottom half of the sixth inning at Prince George's Stadium. First pitch to Randy Florentino is grounded straight to the first baseman. Jake Holton will walk it to the bag himself. And just as quickly as we welcome you back, it's 3 unassisted for the first out of the bottom half of the sixth inning. Billy Lesher is still on the mound for a second inning of relief. After he got the final two outs of the fifth inning. Billy flips its lineup over here to Zach Watson with one out and the bases empty. Bay Sox trail 9-4 here in the bottom half of the sixth. Andre Magaro with you on Capital Gold, WNAV, or however you may be listening to the Bay Sox here tonight. First pitch to Zach Watson, called strike over the outer third, counts 0-1. Watson's 1-for-2 today, walked and scored in the fifth. Bay Sox showed some diligence at the plate to get two runs back. They're trailing 9-2 going into that frame as Watson pops one foul, quickly down, nothing and two as the pitch gets out of play to the right-hand side. Watson doubled back in the second and, again, was one of four walks for Bowie in that fifth. But the problem is they only had one hit. 0-2 to Watson. Swung on, grounded foul. Punch to the left side off the padding towards the tarp. It stays 0-2. The line's now closed on Keider Montero, so we can give you the final numbers from his double-A debut after this next 0-2 to Watson. Right-hander Lesher set at the belt. Light kick in the pitch. Swung on, fisted foul off the netting behind home. So the final line for Montero is 4 1/3, 5 hits. All 4 runs that came across for Bowie are earned on 5 walks and 3 strikeouts. And the scouting reports, you can say, for him were fairly accurate. 0-2 to Watson. Up and away. Fastball taken for 1-2. He was very effective until he kind of just ran out of gas in that fifth inning and started to overthrow the fastball a little bit and missing the zone pretty consistently after he got into a little bit of trouble. That'll be the area he'll work on as his double-A career progresses, as the 1-2's popped foul again right side. Good two-strike fight from Watson. With one out and the base is empty, he stays at a 1-2 count. It's been the big difference for Zach Watson. He's keeping those strikeout numbers down, and he's running some deep counts. 1-2 pitch. Swung on, fouled off of home plate again. Pitch does bloop out into fair territory, but it stays at 1-2 here to Watson. One-two pitch, swung on and missed for strike three. So a good fight from Watson, but ultimately comes up empty. Quickly, two up, two down for the Bay Sox here in the home sixth.
Number 2, Heston Perstad.
Base is empty with two outs for Heston Kerstad. Kerstad Herstad trying to avoid failing to reach for just a second time in his double-A career as he swings and misses at the first offering off-speed away, counts 0-1. He's 0-3 today. Slowing out to left field, popped up to second base, also went down swinging on strikes. Lesher's 0-1. Herstad swings, launches it the other way. Left field, Witherspoon back towards the edge of the track. He has room, makes a catch right in the cutout in left field. Herstad sent it hard opposite way twice, has come up empty both times. BaySox trail 9-4 as we head to the seventh. Matt Sabatis will take you the rest of the way when we come back on Capital Gold WNAV.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gazier. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gazier on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Your exclusive home for Bay Sox baseball is Capital Gold WNAV.
Wenzel Perez leads off for the Seawolves as we move into the seventh inning. Houston Roth continues to deal, and the first pitch misses down and inside. It's 1-0 to start as Bay Sox trail 9-4 here in the seventh inning. That fourth inning, of course, going to be the black eye of the evening for Bowie, giving up 8 runs, but here he hasn't had the cleanest pitching day of their own, as the next pitch is lifted up the first baseline, headed to the corner, but it's going to pull foul, touches down just behind the Bay Sox bullpen, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike on Perez. After him, it'll be Dylan Dingler, then Grant Witherspoon. If any of them reach, Jake Holton will follow. Perez on a 1-for-2 day, singled up the middle in the fourth inning, came around to score, then came around to score again in the fourth after drawing a walk. Next pitch, called a strike. Lower inside corner, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes now. As Erie gets a right-hander moving in their bullpen. Roth steps back and fires the 1-2. Bounces in, kept in front. Florentino doing a good job right there. Yeah, that is a long bullpen run-up for Angel De Jesus. He's probably about 10 feet behind the mound, running into a few throws. And as we wait on the 2-2 pitch from Roth. On its way. Line drive, right field, and it'll fall for a base hit. Cesar Pareto looked to square it up, but it was well too far over his dome. So a leadoff single for Wenzel Perez. That's how the seventh gets started. Dylan Dingler steps in on a quality day at the plate. Already 4 runs batted in. I was talking about it when Dingler had homered back in the second inning. He's got more than enough double-A at-bats for just about anyone to stay at this level. And I think he's definitely starting to come to the plate, I don't want to say angry, but determined. And boy, is it showing this week. First pitch misses down and away. Count starts out at 1-0. Dingler went 2-for-4 yesterday. Got on base with a single and a solo home run. He's been perfect at the plate today. Next pitch, called a strike outside half. It's a 1-ball-1-strike. Homered in the second inning, walked and scored in the fourth, and then cleared the bases with a 3-RBI double later in the frame. And finally capped the scoring on the disastrous 8-run inning. 1-1, and Dingler takes a half swing, went around, home plate umpire rings him up on it.
as the count goes to one ball and two strikes here. And Dingler calls for a quick time, steps out of the box, readjusts his batting gloves. And Roth resets. Out of the stretch. Runner at first. Still none out here in the seventh. Next pitch. And Dingler laces it foul right side. Hits into the netting. Gets picked up by one of the bat boys. And we'll do it again in a ball and two strikes. Well, it's been a tough run for Bowie. And the fact of the matter is that they're coming in with a lot of youth on this roster. Kobe Mayo, Cesar Pareto, Zach Watson, the only experienced bats in this lineup. Next pitch is grounded to second. Glove flip by Pareto to Servideo at second, and Servideo tumbles down while getting his foot on the bag. I'm not sure where the stumble came for Servideo, whether it was earlier or later from his touch of second base, but he touched it. It's all that matters. Got the force out there, and a little extra credit to Cesar Pareto for the fancy little glove flip to get it to his shortstop. 4-6 choice, and Dingler reaches safely for the fourth time today. Now here's Grant Witherspoon, first pitch. Lefty watches outside. Off speed, starts to count out at 1-0. 0-for-3 day for Witherspoon, lined out to center field in the second inning. Popped out on an infield fly back in the fourth, struck out swinging to end that same inning. Runner at first, now one away. 1-0 pitch, and he pops it up. Knuckled into the air to the right side where Cesar Prieto backs up. Second baseman makes the catch in shallow outfield. So quickly, two away. It's been a great run in for Houston Roth so far. Only two base hits. They've both been singles to right field, and they've both led off the start of the inning. So one in the fifth inning from Jake Holton, and then one here in the seventh from Wenzel Perez. Coincidentally enough, each time that runner was taken out on a force. Bet you Roth can finish out this game, too, for Bowie. Not really much of an issue for him there. First pitch to Jake Holden is called a strike. Nails the lower outside corner, and it's nothing and one to start. Roth at 33 pitches. His season low so far is 63 pitches, and that came in his last outing against Richmond. Next pitch is lifted foul up the first baseline out of play. Count quickly, nothing and two on Holton, who is 1-for-3 today. 1-for-2, rather. Got hit by a pitch in the second inning. He singled to open the fifth, but as mentioned, got forced out. He's the first batter that Roth faced. 0-2 pitch. Way high fastball. And it's one ball and two strikes. On a 9-4 game. 10 hits for Erie. 5 hits for Bowie. No errors across. As the next in from Roth. Just misses wide. Roth was skipping off the mound. The infield starting back to the dugout, but it's called ball. 2-2. A windless night now here at Prince George's Stadium. 2-2. Down and away, count fills. And you can see a little bit of difference between the dark clouds above and a small sliver of the darkening blue behind them with the setting sun pretty much already past the horizon. Tail end of the twilight hours here as the Bay Sox trail by 5. Runner goes on the payoff pitch. It's outside for ball 4. Roth walks his first batter of the evening. It's the third overall from Bay Sox pitching, and it extends the inning, puts them at first and second for Julio Rodriguez. Going to lead to a quick battery visit with Randy Florentino. Angel De Jesus looks ready in the bullpen for Erie, so he'll almost certainly come out for the bottom of the seventh after Billy Lesher cleaned up part of the mess that Kyder Montero had set up in the fifth inning. You're always liable to see one or two of those across a season where you've got 3-4 walks just bunched up into one frame. And makes sense that it would happen in a double-A debut, especially when you're starting on a third trip through the order. Here's Julio Rodriguez. First pitch, and he pops it foul, right side out of play. Nothing in one to start. Three-run home run for Rodriguez's third of the season. That kicked off what had spiraled into the 8-run fourth inning. Knocked Carlos Tavera out of the game as he's in line for his first loss of the season. 0-1 pitch. Check swing, high fastball, held up, And it's one ball and one strike. And again, a quiet night here at Prince George's Stadium as the Bay Sox work to fight out of a big hole. If they can't get it done, they'll lose their third straight and their ninth in their last 10 tries. 1-1. Line drive, deep left field. He might have another. Watson, back to the warning track. Looking up at the wall, there it goes. Second three-run home run of the game for Julio Rodriguez. 12-4 Erie. Most runs given up by the Bay Sox in a single game this season. No other way to code it. Not been the day for Bay Sox pitching-wise. His first multi-home run game for a Bay Sox opponent in a little bit as well. Last time it happened was actually Erie's Dane Myers back in June of 2022. Center fielder number 22, Ben Malgeri. And here is Ben Malgeri. Fourth home run given up by Roth this season. He's been among the top three in the Eastern League for home runs allowed. His first pitch to Malgeri is called for strike in the lower outside corner. It's nothing and one. Well, Jerry homered his first double-A bomb back in the fourth inning as the next pitch. Just misses above the letters. It's one ball and one strike. He welcomed Cade Stroud rudely after Stroud had come in with two outs. And the base is empty, hoping to make things quick. 1-1. And Malgeri cranks it out to deep left center field, but this one will stay in the park as Watson runs it down. Makes the catch near his shoulder. Three-run home run for Julio Rodriguez, and we stretch with the Bay Sox down by eight. You're listening to Capital Gold, WNAV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Inc., your lawn and pest team.
Today's music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time rock and roll.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Another patient-first difference? Patient First has consistently been voted best urgent care by readers of numerous publications across the Mid-Atlantic region. Putting the patient first is always our goal, 365 days a year. So we're thankful for the recognition. Learn about all the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Well, fans, it's the first Copa de la Diversión Day at Prince George's Stadium this Friday. Of course, Cinco de Mayo, what better way to celebrate? And by the first instance of Cangrejos Fantasmas de Chesapeake here in 2023, celebrate Cinco de Mayo, sponsored by Chesapeake Employers Insurance. Bottom of the seventh here in Bowie as the Bay Sox are dealing with their largest deficit of the season, 12-4. New pitcher on the mound for the Erie Seawolves as Angel De Jesus takes over to face Cesar Prieto. First pitch. And the left-hander watches fastball miss inside. It's 1-0 to start. Billy Lesher is done for the day, and with the starting pitcher not finishing five innings, Lesher is potentially the winning pitcher of this game. 1-0 pitch. And Prieto swings and gets a piece, but it hits off of the catcher's mitt foul. Count evens at a ball and a strike. It'll be Prieto, Mayo, Dante Williams. 1-for-2 day for Prieto. A single and a run scored in the fifth inning. As we wait on the 1-1 pitch on its way, and Prieto swings and misses in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. So the line on Billy Lesher done. 1 2/3 innings. Did not allow a hit. Did not allow a run. Struck out two batters. Walked one. Now, he did allow an inherited runner to score. That walk came with the bases loaded in the fifth inning, and that was one of Keider Montero's runners. Montero finished with four runs and five walks total against three strikeouts. 1-2 pitch, and Prieto bounces it off of home plate foul. So count stays. But De Jesus takes over. Very experienced in this organization, 6'4", 185-pound, 26-year-old right-hander from Samana in the Dominican. International free agent signed in 2016. 1-2 pitch misses inside to Prieto. And the count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 8 appearances for DeJesus this year, an 0-1 record and a 4.66 ERA over 9 2/3 innings. 13 strikeouts, 4 walks, 2-2. Prieto lines it foul the other way. Count stays. 2 home runs allowed by DeJesus this season. Both of them have been to lefties. Another 2-2. Prieto backs his way out of an inside pitch, and the count fills. Prieto saw a full count back in the first inning and drew a walk for his 6th of the year. Bowie trails 12-4 here in the bottom of the 7th. Payoff pitch, and Prieto floats it to left field, falling and a sliding grab by Witherspoon. They could call that a slide. It looked like more he was just leaning down and caught it as he was going to the ground, but still a good play. Prieto's retired for just the second time today, and now here's Kobe Mayo. Well, DeJesus spent plenty of time with Erie in 2021. Bounced up and down between the big league club and AAA Toledo last season. It's the first pitch he fires to Kobe Mayo here, misses inside, and it's 1-0 to start. Yeah, the Tigers, they've really been mixing and matching with their minor league system here. Here's a bouncer to third. One hop where it's picked at the waist by Keith. He'll get plenty of time to sidestep into a throw to first base. 5-3 put out as he retires Mayo. And there's two gone. And Asus made his major league debut April of last season. Pitched well, 2 scoreless frames. Colorado didn't really have much going that day. They lost 13-0, but still pitched well. 2.13 ERA in 12 2/3 innings. Not sure why. And I'll give him another lick. First pitch to Dante Williams, misses low. Count starts out at 1-0 on the left-hander, who's 0-2 with a walk and an RBI. Well, I mean, what can you say a lot about Detroit these days? They confuse a lot of people in the baseball world. 1-0 pitch, and Williams swings and misses on a fastball outside. It's 1-1. Because I remember last year, I had gone on a couple of monologues about it during the games Bowie and Erie played. There was a very key point, 2019, 2020, 2021, where Baltimore and Detroit were practically on similar paths, rising back up through the American League. 1-1. Misses high. 2 balls and 1 strike. And it looked like they could be major contenders in the AL for quite some time. But while the American League East is now the powerhouse division in baseball, the American League Central is still not too widely seen. 2-1 pitches. Floated to second base. Wenzel Perez grabs it on a line. Bay Sox go down in order in the 7th, and we're on to the 8th. A 12-4 deficit, and you're listening to Capital Gold, WNAV.
It's another exciting weekend of affordable family fun at Prince George's Stadium with the Bowie Bay Sox. It kicks off on Friday the 5th with our Cinco de Mayo celebration and our glow-in-the-park glow stick giveaway. And then it's a big blowout on Saturday the 6th with our witchcraft and wizardry night capped off with a spectacular fireworks show. Get your tickets now by calling 301-805-6000 or anytime online at baysox.com. The Bowie Bay Sox. Let us be your 9-inning vacation.
Ram's Head on Stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Ram's Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
Hey Bay Sox fans, Matt Sabatis here. Macaroni Kid is your local online source to find family fun events, engaging activity ideas, resource guides, and to connect with locally owned, family-friendly businesses throughout the region, like the Bowie Bay Sox. Visit Macaroni Kid online today and subscribe to their free weekly newsletter to stay in the know. Macaroni Kid, they answer the never-ending question, what are we doing for fun today?
Leading off the top of the inning for the Seawolves. Eighth inning here at Bowie. 12-4 deficit. See what Houston Roth can work up across the rest of tonight's game as the Bowie Bay Sox are really in danger of losing their ninth game in their last 10 tries. First pitch to Daniel Cabrera. Misses down and inside, and it's 1-0 to start. Aside from all that, what's most important today, Andre, is that we got a new addition to the press box this evening. 1-0 pitch is fouled off right side, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. We got lights in the press box. We changed up the configuration of the broadcast area. It used to be an open-air space. We closed that space, but because of that, we lost light. 1-1 pitch is smashed up the right field line, but it's going to pull. Goes foul, and it's one ball and two strikes on Cabrera, who's 1-for-3. So I'm literally just sitting here like a child on Christmas Day, just pressing the buttons on a new little toy I've got, as this light has different color temperatures, going from a bright room white to a soft room white to a yellow warm light. And, oh, I'm having the time of my life, Andre. 1-2 pitch misses down. You've not said anything about your light. Do you enjoy your light, or is it too much of a burden for you? It takes up too much counter space.
No, I enjoy it. I like it how it's on a swivel. You can kind of just put it anywhere you want.
It's got that gooseneck. Yeah. I'm a big fan of the gooseneck. That's what it's called, the gooseneck. 2-2 pitch inside, and the count goes full on Cabrera. Cabrera singled and scored in that monstrous 8-run fourth inning for Erie. It's done a majority of the damage. You take that out of the equation, then, hey, Bowie's obviously in this game. It'd be tied. Well, you can't really take an 8-run inning out of the equation most days. 3-2 is punched over to third, backing up on it, and gloving in a funky fashion is Mayo. He throws to first, and it goes wild. On to second base, Cabrera. He's going to get in safely. Well, a single and an error. And just a straight-up E5. So Cabrera's aboard. Runner in scoring position to open up the frame. Here's Andrew Navigato. You know, I'm not of the generation that uses LED lights on everything. I've got a younger sister. So I rode the line between the millennial to the Gen Z. I came on the millennial side of it. I've got a younger sister that's on the Gen Z side. First pitch to Andrew Navigato is called a strike on the bottom half. It's nothing in one. And I tell you, that generation, all they do is just hang LEDs everywhere. They've just got them. They don't use traditional lights. They just hang LED strips up against the walls, and that's how they light their rooms and their spaces. I don't get how that happens. Do you do that?
I mean, you are talking to somebody that just graduated from a state university 5 months ago.
That's
every
fair.
Every single apartment, every single dorm room, all of the walls are just filled with
I can't
those
do. How do you see? Like, if I don't have a centralized light source, it feels weird. 1-1 pitch, misses down. Like, I've got three primary light sources in my apartment. I don't have, like, a chief fan light that's above my living room. But I've got two tall lamps that are connected to my Amazon Assistant. I don't want to say the actual wake word for it, as the 2-1 pitch is outside. But her name starts with A. You know what I'm talking about. I just don't want to say it for anyone that might be listening, just in case they have theirs nearby. But whenever I call it out, I just say, hey, turn on my lights, and she turns on the three smart lights that I have, and it's fine, but I don't know how you could light up a large enough space with just those LED strips. That feels so odd to me. But this light, this gooseneck light we have, oh boy, it's the future. Why don't we have more of these? This is what we should just light everything with. Next pitch is fouled off right side, it's 2-2. Bay Sox trail 12-4 here in the top of the eighth inning. That's why we're talking about the structures of, you know, LED lighting. And why we were talking about 7-Eleven snack choices earlier. You never told me what your go-to was. Are you a sweet tooth, or what's the case there?
Not super often. I actually will get a Slurpee probably every time I go into any gas station.
Okay.
I'm very much a fan.
2-2, bounce foul, third base side. Erie has Yaya Shentu forming in their bullpen. We'll see if the Bay Sox can do anything against him. He's got an ERA north of 10 this season in 11 and a third innings, but he does have two wins. So the only times I've gone for the slushies, the icies, the slurpees, whatever the trademark name is at your preferred vendor, the 2-2 pitch, just outside, fastball missed, it's full. Runner at second, none out here in the eighth. The only time I'll go for it is usually when it's in the vicinity, and I say the same thing about casinos. I don't go to the casinos unless I'm near the casinos. I don't seek them out. The only time I'm in the vicinity of those places a lot of times is the 3-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. great off-speed outside from Houston Roth to hold on and take down Navigato for his second strikeout of the day. That's the sixth overall for Bay Sox pitching. The last few times over the last couple of years where I've actually been within the vicinity to get one is when the Bay Sox are on the road. We go to Altoona, the hotel is right across the street from a Sheetz, and that's the only thing in the general area. So after each game, just pop over, get a little Coke slushy, and there, it's getting a little caffeine. Here's a grounder to second, diving grab by Pareto, hop to his feet, and he gets it to first in time. Well, Kyle Morris said Cesar Pareto really needs to add a little bit to his second base because he's already so good on the left side of the infield. I think he's proven just to be as good on the right side of the infield. My word. 4-3 put out, two gone, as Cabrera goes to third base on the ground ball. Here's Wenzel Perez. Top of the eighth, Bay Sox down by eight, as Houston Roth looks for a clean inning. First pitch. Perez watches outside. It's 1-0. The same used to be said, in terms of my affinity for slushies, when the Bay Sox would visit Harrisburg, because that was kind of the same for Harrisburg. There was only a Sheetz nearby. But Harrisburg has switched hotels. The 1-0 pitch. Bounced foul first base side. It's 1-1. And I've actually not even looked where the new hotel is. We'll find out soon enough, because the Bay Sox actually go to Harrisburg this upcoming Tuesday. It is Harrisburg, right?
Yep.
Okay. I usually have the schedule in front of me. I don't know why I don't. 1-1. Misses down and away, and the count goes to 2-1-1 on Perez, riding a 2-for-3 day. Pair of singles, a walk, two runs. He had a strikeout back in the first inning as well. But yeah, we'll see what sort of sweet treats I can get myself into in Harrisburg. 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed down. It's 2-2. Obviously, you can give me more guidance on that, depending on where the hotel is, than anyone, the Harrisburg native in the broadcast booth. But I don't know. And it's also difficult. There's not really anything near City Island either. 2-2 is nicked foul. I should say there's not anything immediately around the ballpark on City Island. Obviously, as soon as you get off the island, there's stuff in downtown, but there's not so much directly on the island for my just unfortunate. It really is unfortunate. It hampers me big time, that sweet tooth. 2-2, inside, run it full. And that's one of the things that our contemporary, a couple of booths over, Greg Gagne, he'll give me sass about, because he says he can't even touch a sweet. So I guess I just overcompensate for that fact. Payoff pitch. Fouled off again right side. Roth is having quite a lengthy frame. I'm actually interested to see if he'll be able to come out for the ninth at this point, because he's up to 66 pitches. And obviously you want to see him get through this half inning here. His season high is 74 pitches. Another 3-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Got him with a low curve. Two strikeouts in the inning for Roth to work around a leadoff error. Bottom of the eighth coming up. Bay Sox trail by eight. You're listening to Capital Gold WNAV.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Trinity Chimney Service is a local, family-owned company who will inspect, sweep, install, repair, restore, and reline your fireplace, stove, and chimney. You have a leaky chimney? Can you see discoloring or cracks from the ground? Call Trinity Chimney. We specialize in repairing masonry chimneys from the roof outside of your house to the fireplace inside. Our goal is to explain what we're doing to keep your home safe, leave it clean, and offer the best experience possible. Proudly serving Maryland neighborhoods from Hereford to Annapolis, Frederick to the Chesapeake Bay and Eastern Shore.
Ooh, 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 All right, bottom of the eighth inning here in Bowie. Jacob Teeter leads off for the Bay Sox. After him, it'll be Billy Cook, then Anthony Servideo. Here he going with a new pitcher on the mound as Angel De Jesus came in for one quick and efficient inning. Retired the side in order. Pop out, ground out, line out. That's simple. Yaya Shentouf takes over for Erie. Teeter singled and scored in the second inning. Right-hander on left-hander to roll. First pitch misses down and away. Count starts out at 1-0. Juanison Charles warming in the bullpen for Bowie to take the top of the ninth inning. I figured Houston Roth had ran into a little bit of a long seventh and eighth innings and definitely took away his opportunity to maybe finish five in relief, but it is what it is. He still put together a respectable outing, four innings, three runs, take away one pitch, and he could have had scoreless. Next pitch to Teeter misses down, and it's two balls and no strikes. Next offering is bounced to second, and it hits off of the bag. Navagato was squared up on it, and then it sails over his head. That's a base hit. Teeter's got another multi-hit game. He's been starting to compile those, his second, both coming on this homestand. Bay Sox have a leadoff base runner. It's just the second time today they've been able to pull that off as Billy Cook steps in. Let's tell you about the new pitcher, Yaya Shentouf. He's been around the Seawolves for a little bit. First debuted in 2021. 5'9", 170-pound, 25-year-old righty from Ocoee, Florida. 36th round draft selection in 2018. First pitch. This is outside to Cook. And it's 1-0 to start. Shentouf on the season, 8 appearances, a 2-1 record, but a 10.32 ERA in 11 and one-thirds innings. 1-0 pitch, and a flinch inside, a check swing. He didn't go on appeal, two balls and no strikes. Cook hit his first double-A home run back in the second inning. Looked to be a big turnaround swing for the Bay Sox, too. Took it from a 1-0 deficit to a 2-1 lead. No longer the case, 2-0. Up and in, three balls and no strikes. Cook also drew a bases-loaded walk in the fifth. Got left at first base, he's 1-for-2 overall. Shentouf sets. 3-0 pitch. Slider caught the outside half of the plate. It's 3-1. As Teeter has a pretty short lead off of first base there. Hitters count. Pitch home. Cook watches called strike. This one nicks the lower outside corner this time. Run it full. So we're keeping this conversation going, Andre. I just hope you're prepared. We were talking about sweets last half inning, probably the inning before that, and a little bit in the third as well. As the 3-2 is driven up the line, deep to the right field corner. Stay fair, but no, it's going to pull foul. It does get a little bit sliced to the other direction, and the count stays full. You know what I did when you had your innings? I gotta stay in the booth more often while you're in your innings, because yeah, it's just good character, but. You know what I did when you were on air?
Did you snack on something?
Went over to the sweet spot, first base concourse. Got myself a helping of funnel fries with a little bit of soft serve on top. Tell you about it in a second. Time called.
Maybe I got to be in the booth less during your innings.
Well, I mean, it saves you from having to listen to me. I wouldn't blame you.
I wouldn't say it's that bad.
Did you hear my... I mean, I made the pun about 7-Eleven that brought us down this path of the entire broadcast anyway.
That is true. That started back in the first inning.
Yeah, that was when Perez was up to bat. Next pitch is swung on and missed. Cook goes down chasing after starting ahead, three balls and no strikes. First strikeout for Yaya Shentouf. Just the sixth overall for Erie pitching, and there's one gone here in the bottom of the eighth. I gave you fair warning earlier this homestand that I make puns on that. I don't know what it is about the OPS, but I've just got enough references in the noodle here to make puns on random series of three numbers. Here's Anthony Servideo, first pitch, and he watches called strike. Off speed, hits the lower part of the plate, it's nothing and one to start. 1-for-3 day for Servideo, came up with the bases loaded in the fifth, but struck out swinging. That was a good chance for the Bay Sox to really put a dent in the deficit that they had found. They were only down by five as the next pitch misses inside, and it's one ball and one strike. To say only down by five makes it sound like something good or something bad has happened, and Unfortunately, something bad as Erie put on three runs after that, and they lead 12-4. Next pitch, Servideo bounces it to the right side. A chance for two. Perez gloves and fires to second. It's in time, but that's all they're going to get. It was so far on the pull side that Perez, having to move to his left, took him so far from second base that they really couldn't make a quick turn from 4-6-3. They can only go 4-6. So Teeter is retired on the front end of the force. Servideo replaces him at first base, and now Randy Florentino steps into the box. Yeah, those little funnel cake fries have him at the sweet spot over on the first base side. First pitch is bounced foul. Nothing in one to start on Florentino, who's 0-2 with a walk. Yeah, there used to be a point where I would try to sample a lot of stuff at ballparks I visited, whether I worked there or not. Back in 2019, I tried to visit every single stand I could. 2018, I didn't get to spend as much time in the park, but still tried. Few moments I had when the gates were open. Next pitch misses high, and it's one ball and one strike to Florentino. Haven't done it so much here in Bowie. I think it's because we get a decent spread in the press box most days. About a day like this, you know. You're out. It's a little bit chilly. The soft serve may not be the best idea, but I don't have the best ideas here, Andre. Let's be honest. Here's the 1-1. Florentino inside. It gets past Rodriguez, and that's going to give Servideo an easy track into second base. Wild pitch makes it a 2-1 count. And Shentouf going to kick a little bit of dirt off those back cleats there. Now the front cleats. Check to make sure that he got it. Now tap on the mound a little bit. Clear what's left. He rests that glove on his front thigh while holding the ball limp behind the waist. Now he comes set. 2-1 pitch. Misses high. 3-1. 17 pitches for Shentouf. 8 of them have found the strike zone. I'm big on that strike ratio a lot of times, but I feel like that applies a little bit more to starters. I bring it up maybe about once every other day, a couple times a series, talking about strike throwing, 3-1. Down and away, ball four, how you want to see around 60% strikes thrown from your pitcher. Shentouf walks his first batter. That's the 7th walk drawn by the Bay Sox today. Any other day, you feel like they might have a decent lead, but unfortunately, they trail by 8. Bay Sox have been making some moves with those walks. 2 of them drove in runs. But so far, only one of the batters that has drawn a walk today has actually come around to score. Here's Zach Watson, runners at first and second, first pitch. And it's way outside, skips off the webbing of Rodriguez's glove and rolls to the warning track. Runners advance, second wild pitch of the inning from Shentouf. 2 in scoring position now as Watson starts ahead 1-0 here in the bottom of the 8th. What was I talking about?
You lost me at funnel cake fries.
That's yeah, I guess that's. I mean, I guess that's fair. I wouldn't have blamed you for tuning out either way. I probably would have too. Shentouf peers in, brings ball to glove at the chin, but instantly drops back down to the waist. The 1-0. Watson watches curveball called for strike. Bottom half of the zone. It's 1-1.
All right. It was about going around other ballparks and sampling the food. There we go.
I suppose. Yeah. I'll tell you one. One of the feeds that stuck with me the most, even though it was just so basic. I'll tell you in a second. 1-1 pitch. Watson gives it a hard charge out toward deep left center field. Witherspoon back to the warning track. It's off the edge of the wall. Watson's going to drive in a pair and cruises into second base. It's a 2-RBI double for Zach Watson. Bay Sox get a pair, but they still trail by 6. Second double of the game, 4th of the season for Zach Watson. He's up to 12 RBI. The right fielder, feel like if he had a little bit of that wind that came first 2 innings, probably could have left the park. Well, that's still a good day for Watson at the top of the lineup, and I'm really glad to see him succeeding in that leadoff slot as Esten Kerstad steps in. First pitch, Kerstad watches outside for a called ball. It's 1-0. So back to the food talk I was mentioning. The surprising food that kind of has stuck with me in my career, the single-A Carolina Mudcats, they play in Zebulon, North Carolina, 1-0 pitch. Called a strike to Kerstad outside, it's 1-1. Zebulon's basically a suburb of Durham, so they kind of fall into the Durham Bulls shadow a lot of times. But they've got a very big ballpark. It was originally built for AA. 1-1 pitch, and Kerstad floats a line drive into center field. Malgeri dies, but it's off the front of his glove. He misread that ball. Watson will score. Kerstad will cruise into second base standing. Back-to-back RBI doubles for the Bay Sox. First Watson, now Kerstad, and the Bay Sox get something brewing. They now trail by 5. It's 12-7. Third double of the season for Kerstad, RBI number 10. And now Cesar Prieto bats on a 1-for-3 day. I got to break the mystique on, you know, the food I'm talking about. Hush Puppies. Hush Puppies down at Five County Stadium in Zebulon. I don't remember the brand name. House Autry? Something like that. Oh, boy, those are good Hush Puppies. Here's Prieto, first pitch. Called a strike at the knees. Fastball starts it out at nothing and one. Prieto singled and scored in the fifth inning. Walked in the first, got forced out at second base. He flew out his last time up. Two runs across here for Shentuve. Drives his ERA up to 12 on the season. 0-1 pitch. And Prieto bounces it to first, a hard bounce, but it's picked at the shoelaces by Holton. Just up the line. He'll take it to the bag himself and end the inning. Bay Sox strand a runner in scoring position, but they score 3 on the ninth as Erie leads 12-7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the new ROFO Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the ROFO Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new ROFO Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the new ROFO Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold.
Ready, set, go, man, go!
Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Homeowners Association. Do I have your attention? HOAs inspire very passionate responses from both advocates and haters. Avoiding HOA disputes is a tricky business. It takes experience, knowledge, and hard work. At Fellner Legal Services, we pride ourselves on preaching good governance. That means writing clear rules, enforcing fairly, and listening to the homeowners. If you have an HOA legal question, visit flslawyer.com today. Fellner Legal Services. Service. Success. Simple.
Dylan Dingler leading it off for Erie. We move into the ninth inning at Prince George's Stadium. Bay Sox trailing by 5, 12-7. New pitcher on the mound for Bowie. As Wanderson Charles takes over, replacing Houston Roth. First pitch, right-hander Dingler watches fastball called for strike on the outside half of the plate. It's nothing and one. Dingler, Grant Witherspoon, Jake Holton, if any reach, then Julio Rodriguez will bat. Line on Roth is final. 4 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs all earned. Struck out 3, walked 1, gave up a homer. Next pitch, Dingler swings and misses on a pitch in the dirt. Skips wide away from Randy Florentino, but nobody on base, doesn't really matter. Count goes to nothing at 2. What do we got going on tomorrow? It's a 6:35 first pitch again, next pitch outside. And the 1-2. Dingler watches it split the wickets behind the catcher over to the lower inside corner. Count goes even to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Well, Andre, how's the old sleep schedule been working for you now that you're starting to get your first handle on the minor league baseball season? Next pitch. Fouled off right side. Count stays.
You know, it's been the tale of two sleep schedules for me. You know me. I'm very much the opposite of you when it comes to being a morning person. I try to get up and get a trip to the gym in before I get into work at 9 a.m.
I can't do that. Oh, my God. You monster. I've tried. Next pitch. Down in. 3-2. I've tried probably once a year. It's almost a cycle once a year to try and get into a morning routine for exercising. Can't. 3-2 pitches swung on and missed. Dingler nearly fell over. Fastball inside, clocked in the mid-90s there for Charles, and he starts his day with a strikeout. Eighth overall for Bowie pitching, and now Grant Witherspoon in an 0-for-4 day. Here's the first. Witherspoon watches called strike. And the count starts out at nothing and one. Witherspoon hasn't got it out of the infield since the second inning. He lined out to center field back in the second. First pitch misses down. As Charles gets ready for the 1-1 pitch. On its way. Misses up and away. Count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Why don't we tell you a little bit about the pitcher, huh? 6'4", 250-pound right-hander. Minor league free agent signed in 2022. Former Oakland farmhand. Second appearance with Bowie. He pitched well in his debut with the org. 2-1 pitch. Check swing down and inside. 3 balls and 1 strike. Ending in a third of scoreless ball, gave up just one hit against Richmond last week. 18 pitches to get it done, struck out 3, walked 1. Also came in with inherited runners and left them on base. 3-1 pitches outside, though, and he walks Witherspoon. First time aboard for him in this game. And now here's Jake Holton.
That's the battle for Charles, right? It's just finding that strike zone consistently. That's something that plagued him a little bit when he was in the A's organization, but the stuff is certainly there, and it plays. I mean, we've seen the high-velocity fastball already, and there's certainly a plus breaking ball to go along with it, but it's just limiting those free passes.
Well, I got pretty excited, and I should have known better, as the first pitch to Jake Holton is called a strike. I should have known better in his Richmond appearance that the radar gun here at Prince George's Stadium hasn't been calibrated in some time. And when he flashed 104 on that gun, I mean, come on. I should have known a little bit better. I'm willing to suspend disbelief for a little bit and say, hey, I mean, why can't he be throwing 104? But if he is throwing 104, I imagine he'd be a AAA or at least getting a bit of a sniff up at Oriole Park at this moment. Next pitch is lapped into center field. Dante Williams sprints down, makes the catch. And there's two away. I'm trying to remember the fastest pitcher I'd ever seen. Back in 2019, there was a pitcher. Oh, what was his name? I'm going to have to look it up. It was in the Astros organization, I can tell you that much. By the way, here's Julio Rodriguez. First pitch. He watches it miss low. Oh, that's the 2023 roster. I'm not looking at that. Here we go. What was his name? One-oh pitch, grounded to third, should end the inning. We'll talk about pitchers in a bit. As it's picked by Mayo, sent to Teeter. That does it. One out walk, stranded at first. Juanes and Charles, a clean frame. Bottom of the ninth coming up. The Bay Sox trail 12-7 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you along for the broadcast each and every night as the Bay Sox are in danger of dropping their ninth game in their last 10 tries. Not much of an issue, especially in the first half, but you'd still like to see a little fight here in the bottom of the ninth inning. That's never a bad thing, is it? As Bowie trails 12-7 with Kobe Mayo leading off here, the number four spot. Then Dante Williams and Jacob Teeter to follow. If any reach, Billy Cook. Yaya Shentouf is back to work on the mound. He did allow three runs to score in the bottom of the eighth. Mayo's on an 0-for-3 day, and the first pitch to him is called a strike at the knees. It's nothing and one. Mayo walked in the fifth inning, one of many walks for the Bay Sox over the course of this game, seven total. 0-1 pitch, and Mayo swings and misses. It's nothing and two. I really wonder, I should ask Sherman Johnson or Mayo himself about his swing when he's really going low and trying to rip it high, especially on the pull side. It's almost like his front foot just gets out away from him. 0-2 pitch, up and in, nearly gets the tricep. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. I feel like it's a swing that just shows how if a layman were to try it, he would just find himself backside in the dirt every time. 1-2 pitch. But Mayo keeps himself aboard the entire time. And a lot of times when he makes contact on that kind of swing, he leaves the park. Pitch outside runs the count even at two on Mayo. As Shentouf gets set to send in again. Here's the next. Called strike three in the outside half of the plate. Mayo understood as it came across. Second strikeout for Yaya Shentouf. This is the most walks the Bay Sox have drawn at home this season, but still a bit of a sneeze away from that 10-walk affair 2 weeks ago today, actually, in Altoona. That was the Wednesday day game when Bowie won 9-3. Here's Dante Williams, also on an 0-for-3 day. First pitch into the lefty, and he gives it a charge. Right center field, this one headed to the gap. Cabrera running, warning track, and he's going to curl around to stop on it. Makes the catch, and two gone. Well, additionally, the Bay Sox have not been the loudest team in the Eastern League when it comes to the ninth-inning attacks this season. Bowie has scored only three runs in the ninth this year. It's their second-worst inning. The fifth is their worst inning. They've only scored two runs in that frame. And, of course, the Bay Sox have not played a couple of ninth innings this season. Doubleheaders, of course, and then games here at home where they're leading in the ninth. First pitch to Jacob Teeter. Misses down and away, and the count starts out at 1-0. 2-for-4 day for Teeter. Single and run scored in the second, singled in the eighth, and got forced out at second base. As the 1-0 pitch is lined shallow left field, falling quickly, and a diving grab by Grant Witherspoon to wrap it up. Ah, polish off a decent day for Erie, not the best for Bowie, and hopefully they can turn it around tomorrow as the Bay Sox drop their ninth game in their last 10 tries in their third in a row. Tonight's final, Erie 12, Bowie 7. Andre, we'll get your Bay Sox postgame after this on Capital Gold WNAV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When workdays are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
It's now time for the Bowie Bay Sox post-game show. Let's head back to the ballpark with Matt Savanas.
Bay Sox fall again tonight to the Erie Seawolves. They've dropped the first two of the series. They've dropped three in a row in nine out of their last 10 contests. It's been tough sledding right now for the Bay Sox as they fall again tonight to Erie. Showed a little fight late, but ultimately came up short in a 12-7 final score. Andre Magero here with Bay Sox postgame. We'll guide you through this one and then get you set for tomorrow's continuation of the series, along with other scores around the Eastern League and the rest of the Orioles system. It was another tough one for Bowie, and really it's the tale of one inning that truly got away from the Bay Sox later on in the frame, and Erie really powered through an 8-run fourth inning that did the Bay Sox in. But early on, it was looking somewhat promising for them. Dylan Dingler, again, had another early home run in this game off Carlos Tavera, and it set the tone for Erie, who's been powered by their long ball in this series. But Bowie was able to turn it around at points and grab an early lead. But we're going to get you started here in the top of the second inning, where Carlos Tavera faced Dylan Dingler, who already homered in the first game of the series in his Seawolves debut for the season in 2023. And he would get the better of Tavera again, and once again, get Erie on the board here this evening.
Infield plays him with a wide gap straight up the middle as the 1-0 pitch is set to come. Here it is, and Dingler gives it a hard hit out toward deep left field. This one's high, this one's going, and up against the wall, Watson jumps high, but it's way gone. That thing hung up for quite a long ways. Dylan Dingler now has a home run in, what is it, four consecutive games, dating back to his rehab with Low A Lakeland. He's been in Double A for quite some time, and I feel as if he's deserving to get back up to Triple A at some point soon, as Erie takes a 1-0 lead here in the second inning.
And that would be the tone setter for Erie. But the Bay Sox would fight back, and you've been waiting for somebody towards the bottom of that lineup to get going. And Billy Cook had himself an improved game tonight. And it started with a single from Jacob Teeter, another one of those bats towards the bottom of the lineup that have been trying to get going. Teeter singled the other way. It set the stage for Billy Cook in the bottom half of the second inning to help the Bay Sox at the time bounce right back.
One run batted in. 0-1 pitch. And he cranks it deep out to left field. This one's trouble. Witherspoon, track, wall, gone! Billy Cook says goodbye. A go-ahead two-run home run for his first of the season. Bowie's up 2-1.
And Cook, again, his first Double-A home run on that swing of the bat. And against a starter in Keiter Montero, who was making his Double-A debut, you think maybe the Bay Sox offense will start to get going a little bit. And truth be told, it wasn't totally on them. It all comes to that nightmarish top of the fourth inning, where starter Carlos Tavera really not hit that hard at the start of the inning, gave up an infield single to Wenzel Perez, and then walked Dylan Dingler. You could see him starting to falter towards finding the strike zone consistently, but he was able to generate some weak contact. An 11-pitch battle against Grant Witherspoon, he forced a pop out into the infield, and then another infield fly to Jake Holton, and you thought maybe Tavera was going to be able to get out of the jam. But then Julio Rodriguez came to the dish with two outs, and he was able to power those runs across from Erie and give the lead back to the Seawolves. Runners lead off, neither being held on. Next pitch from Tavera, swung on, driven out towards left center field. Watson going back, he looks up, the ball is gone. Three-run home run, Julio Rodriguez. And Bowie so close to getting out of the inning. But the two leadoff base runners come back to hurt the Bay Sox as the three-run shot gives Erie the lead. It's 4-2. And that would just be the start of a tough inning for the Bay Sox that would get much worse. After Carlos Tavera was lifted following the three-run home run, the next six batters would reach in the frame with two outs for Erie. Five of them would get hits, and it all started with Ben Malgary, who would add on to the scoring and the home run parade for Erie in this series. Runners lead off, Stroud comes set, the next pitch. Swung on, hit on the ground, past the dive of Mayo down the left field line. It's down for a base hit. Watson there to get it quickly, but the runner sent around third. Cabrera scores. It's another run in the frame for Erie, their fifth on an RBI single from Colt Keith. Erie leads 6-2. So the solo home run from Malgary would then be followed up by a couple other singles, including an RBI knock from Colt Keith after three straight singles for the Seawolves. And Wenzel Perez would walk to load the bases, and that would set the stage again for Dylan Dingler. And boy, has he had himself a start to his AA season. He comes up with the bases loaded, and poor Cade Stroud, could not get out of the inning. Dylan Dingler headed into the gap, and Erie all of a sudden was running away with the contest. 2-0 pitch. Swung on, laced, right center field. Williams back towards the track, towards the wall. It's off the top of the wall. Kerstad, the right fielder, chases it down. This is going to clear the bases. All three runs come around to score, and it's a bases-clearing double for Dylan Dingler. He has four RBIs tonight, five already since his return to AA, and Seawolves are pounding it on. They lead 9-2 now in the top of the fourth. So an eight-run frame from Erie. It was a tough hole for the Bay Sox to try to dig out of. They would get two back through some patient at-bats later on in the bottom half of the fifth inning. The Bay Sox would walk four times that inning. RBI walks for Dante Williams, and then Cook would notch his third RBI of the game. And at the time, that made it 9-4, and, you know, Bowie starts to fight their way back into the game. But once again, it was Julio Rodriguez in the seventh inning. Houston Roth coming on, trying to eat up some innings, trying to keep Bowie at a point to try to come back in the contest. But Rodriguez came up again with two on, and for the second time, he had the same result.
Line drive deep left field. He might have another. Watson back to the warning track. Looking up at the wall. There it goes. Second three-run home run of the game for Julio Rodriguez. 12-4 Erie. Most runs given up by the Bay Sox in a single game this season.
2 3-run homers for Julio Rodriguez. We made jokes earlier on in the broadcast, but you got to make sure he's not the same one playing out in Seattle right now for the Mariners, as he launched 2 3-run homers on the day at 6 RBIs. And Erie launched out to a 12-4 lead. Zach Watson would get a two-run double late on in the bottom of the eighth inning. Heston Kersau would follow that up with a run-scoring double of his own to make it 12-7. But it never really felt like the Bay Sox were going to be able to get back into this one, as Erie would make enough plays and their bullpen would hold serve enough to help them see this one out by a 12-7 final. So your final lines for the matchup. Erie had 12 runs on 12 hits, no errors. Bay Sox, 7 runs on 8 hits with 1 error. The loss goes to Carlos Tavera. It falls to 0-1. Billy Lesher picks up the win, as Keider Montero was only able to go 4 1/3 in his first AA start, so he cannot qualify for the win. Lesher comes in and pitches an inning and 2/3 of relief. He picks up the decision to move to 2-0 on the young season, and the Seawolves take this one 12-7 in a game that took 2 hours 43 minutes to complete, with a start time of 6:37 and a finish at 9:20 here at Prince George's Stadium. We come back on Bay Sox postgame. We'll take a look around the rest of the Eastern League, the rest of the Orioles system, and get you ready for tomorrow's contest. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold. WNAV.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold. WNAV.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Monument Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 202-908-5555. That's 202-908-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Monument Medical Clinic now to qualify. 202-908-5555.
Andre Miguero here back with you on Bay Sox postgame. Bowie falls 12-7 tonight to the Erie Seawolves. We'll take a look around the rest of the Eastern League, the rest of the Orioles system, preview tomorrow's matchup, and then get you on your way here tonight. So taking a look around the rest of the Eastern League, there's only two games still in action, and they're both in the midst of a rain delay as it currently stands. Akron is hosting the Portland Sea Dogs, and the Rubber Ducks lead that one 6-0 in the top half of the eighth. It's currently delayed. Only three hits for Portland, who currently has the best record and one of the best offenses in the Eastern League. Would be a big win for Akron to get back within a game of 500. Right now, Reading is leading in Hartford over the Yard Goats 12-6. That game's in the top of the sixth inning as it currently stands right now. Some finals from earlier today. It was an early affair between New Hampshire Fisher Cats and the Harrisburg Senators. Senators are back within a game of 500 at 10-11. They win that one 4-0. Somerset falls to Binghamton at home as the Rumble Ponies move a game over 500, and they win that one 5-1. And in a battle between the two top teams in the Southwest Division right now in Richmond, the Flying Squirrels lose to the Altoona Curve at home in 10 innings. The Flying Squirrels got a run in the bottom of the ninth to tie that one. The Curve got one in the top of the 10th and were able to hang on for a 5-4 victory in that one. Altoona now 11-10 on the season, Richmond 14-8. Around the rest of the Orioles system, we'll start in the major league ranks. The Baltimore Orioles, second AL team to 20 wins this season, but they're losing 6-0 right now at Kauffman out to the Kansas City Royals as it currently stands. Kyle Gibson out of the game after 6 2/3, gave up 10 hits and 6 earned runs today at Kauffman. But the Norfolk Tides are 21-7. They have one of the best records in all of AAA. They win 9-1 tonight. Jordan Westberg, 3-for-5 with a home run and 3 runs batted in. Also, 6 shutout innings for Drew Rahm. Only gave up 2 hits and struck out 11. He's one of the best arms here in Bowie last season, and he has not missed a beat up at AAA so far in 2023. Aberdeen Ironbirds losing 4-2 right now to the Brooklyn Cyclones as it currently stands. And Jackson Holliday has still not missed a beat since going up to the high A. He's 2-for-5 with a double tonight, and he really has continued to hit the ball consistently at that level. At his formal team, single A, Delmarva Shorebirds, they're winning 6-2 right now late on in their contest as it stands. The Shorebirds are looking to move to 13-8 on the season. Creed Willems, he's a cycle watch right now. The first baseman is 3-for-3 with a single, a double, and a home run. He just needs that triple. He's got 3 driven in as well for the Shorebirds as they look to hang on late on in that one. He might not get another plate appearance. That game's heading into the ninth inning as it currently stands right now. But as for Bowie, the Bay Sox fall again today, 12-7. They look to get back on track after losing 9 of 10 and 3 straight. It's a 6:35 start time tomorrow here at Prince George's Stadium, which means the DCA Imaging Systems pregame at 6:15, and we'll hope you join us on the air then. But until then, it's Andre Miguero signing off. Once again, our final Erie takes it over Bowie 12-7. We thank you for listening to this presentation of Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
This broadcast of Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV has been brought to you by Patient First,
Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Join us next time for Bay Sox Baseball exclusively on Capital Gold WNAV Annapolis.